Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, the 21st day of December, 2011. Our nation and the rest of the world, from China to England, from Russia to Mexico, is being imploded by design and brought to its knees through controlled depression. We have this from the IMF and World Bank documents, BBC 2002, their plan, and they are now carrying it out. Massive new banker bailouts, which is really just direct taxation over the population to the big six megabanks. Much of it, U.S. taxpayer money, has now been announced in Europe. Last year at Davos, they wanted $100 trillion in new taxpayer money. The power to tax is the power to destroy. The globalists want to shut down all of their competition. The worst of the worst have competed to get control of society. They engage in high-tech propaganda to manipulate and befuddle and bamboozle the dumbstruck population. We are here to shake people out of their morass, out of their dazed existence, to become actual actors in the game of life, to be on the field, not mindless, programmable spectators, nothing but virtual biological androids. I knew this would come. I knew that Louisiana and surrounding areas were a beta test. I knew at the time they were going door-to-door confiscating guns in the high and dry areas and killing U.S. citizens. It was all a big exercise in martial law and media control. The government cut the police lines. Sheriffs and others went public. They jammed police communications as the storm hit so they could claim that the police stood down and set a pretext for FBI leading regular army, big army, National Guard, and military police and SWAT teams from around the country. You saw that happen almost 6 years ago. Now, as the welfare state implodes, as the crime accelerates in Chicago, in fact, I'm going to have Paul Watson and Nemo add this right now, in Chicago and in New Orleans, but the new article is on Louisiana and New Orleans. Remember Blagojevich just a month or so before he got indicted? You can pull this up. It was in the Associated Press and the audio of it. And said, we want National Guard and regular army doing door-to-door gun sweeps. And they've actually had them now in Chicago quietly. So we should, by the way, add that caveat to this to show folks that it is a Democratic Party, but Bush did it as well, operation where they've got state reps on TV saying we want troops on the streets to stop the guns and the drugs. The guns the government ships in and the drugs the government ships in. Here are the articles by Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones. Louisiana state officials calls for troops on the streets. National Guard engage in door-to-door gun confiscation during Hurricane Katrina. That was a beta test. And here is Kurt Nemo's excellent article, top story at Infowars.com as well. Martial law attempt in Louisiana echoes Ron Paul's warning. Do I need to tell you to get these articles and get them out on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube's got social network systems as well? Do I need to tell you to do that? This is an absolute red alert because in Iowa, in Indiana, in California, in Florida, in Michigan, in Illinois, in Boston, in Dallas, Texas, different cities, statewide, you name it, they're having knock and talk where they come now with the army, with the police. This is in the news. We'd like to talk about your firearms today, ma'am. Mind if we come in? And then they basically force their way in. In Boston, they admit they just forced their way in. No warrants. And they are really getting the police drilled and ready to commit these crimes under peer pressure. And so it's on. I've got the audio and the video from CNN. Coming up on the other side of this break where they're like, absolutely, let's put troops on the streets and let's get those guns. That's how you fight crime. The war on drugs is not going to be the war on your guns. And the same people ship both in to the criminals.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Strap yourselves in today, my friends. This is incredibly important information. Unfortunately, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, our worst concerns are proven right, and our analysis is just absolutely devastatingly on. Because we're following globalist documents, planning, drills, we reversed engineered the parts that aren't declassified and have just been absolutely spot on. If I have to say we've been 99% correct on the big picture, it's because the 1% is that it's just always worse than we thought. It's always worse than we thought. The criminality that we have in the government and in the mega corporations that control it is unparalleled in history. Now, you know that there are literally hundreds of newspapers and TV stations right now, including CBS News, Bloomberg, Associated Press. I can't even track it all. And I got up at 5 a.m. this morning, only spent about 30 minutes on that, and there were hundreds of them saying Ron Paul is nuts. He believes there's a plan to put military on the streets. He is insane. This is, and of course, Alex Jones is just as evil. I'm in the articles as well, and they have links to where he said it on my show. This is when we have endless congressional clips and more we found on C-SPAN that are up at Infowars.com right now, with the entire Congress basically going, yes, Obama can now kill any U.S. citizens he wants, torture them, arrest anybody. Well, let me tell you something. Just because you claim you have dictatorial powers just because some teleprompter reader and the criminals that put him in office and bankrolled him say that doesn't mean it's so. And, of course, these powers will be passed on to the next person. I don't even think they plan on making Obama a dictator. It's the office of the presidency that the bureaucracy and the special interest puppeteer. That's who is going to use this power. And they might use it next month. They might use it 2 years from now. I'm not saying they couldn't pull something like that, stage a bunch of domestic terror attacks, start arresting opposition, shut down the internet. I mean, they've said they're going to do all of this. You know, it's not kooky anymore. When you talk about internet censorship, it's all over the internet. The head of the FCC is warning about it right now. Google's come out and said it's true. And the Pentagon says, we don't care. We'll shut down what we want. I mean, it's even creeping out some of the powerful elites that are out there because this is getting down to the wire. And I want to say something. I have seen, again, literally scanning over them, 50 or more articles that I had time to look at. From Red State and CBS, you name it, attacking Ron Paul. And almost every comment is for Ron Paul. It is not just some highly vocal minority that swarms every article. It is people on Red State that say, hey, I'm not even a Ron Paul supporter, but stop lying about him. And so since they pulled out the stops 2 days ago and started the racist smear, like they did on Rand and all the rest of it, his numbers have gone up even more in Iowa and New Hampshire. So it's definitely backfiring right now, which shows you, and I've watched this process for 17 years on air, 19 years awake, tracking media intensely every day. I've never seen the awakening this turbocharged. And I can tell you, I can feel the establishment. I can see it in their actions, their memos that are public because they're so arrogant still about how great a new Oklahoma City would be to blame on domestic groups, Financial Times of London, Democratic Party press releases. I mean, they don't even veil them. Even Glenn Beck said a year ago, they're getting ready to stage new Oklahoma cities, pointing at Democrats on the screen and blaming on conservatives. You bet they are. I mean, they don't even hide it. They think we're so dumb. They think you're so dumb. Even though they're a little awake and a little concerned about the awakening, they still can't help their old arrogant instincts. And so last night we re-showed those memos and documents and clips of Glenn Beck admitting that the government's preparing to stage terror attacks. Look, if you don't come to grips with the fact that criminals have hijacked the federal government and call their bluff and realize that they're staging the terror attacks and they're financing the Muslim terrorist in every major case and protecting them and that they're setting up domestic groups, if you don't come to grips with the facts, they're going to use this tool to gut this country. And that means devalue your dollar and take your pension funds. Just as sure as the sun rose this morning and just as sure as it's going to set this evening, it is going to happen. They are following a recipe, a blueprint, a program, a plan, a operational manual that they've done in countless countries. The Army's false flag manual was leaked by WikiLeaks 4 years ago. The Army did not deny that that was theirs. They said, we're going to find out who released this and we're going to prosecute them. Okay? I've had a lot of family in the Army, folks, who were officers. And let me tell you, what they will say will blow you away. And they're saying it's a lot worse than that. Okay? Stop being naive little kids, okay? America's the big global empire. Not the American people. They're in a narcoleptic state, you know, walking through life literally in a dream state. America, look, America has murdered 51 million of its babies and just says, oh, they're not humans. So don't tell me evil can't happen. It is happening. We had a government 60 years ago shooting black men up with syphilis and watching them die over 45 years. We have a government that sterilized 500,000 women in this country on record because they had below a B-plus average. Under eugenics. We have a government that 5 years ago was admitted in the New York Daily News until the story got shut down because CPS workers wouldn't be that evil. And they said, we grab little black kids And we take them who are totally healthy, and we give them to Big Pharma. Here are the facilities. And a month later, they're dead. They're dead. In some of the studies, they give them pesticides and strap them down and kill them in the course of a month. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, you sign on to this government, you might as well get on your knees and say, Satan, I love you, and I want to go to hell. And I know you worldly people don't believe in the devil. Whatever. You're going to manifest hell on earth. I mean, really, let's grow up here. Okay, you know what? I'm not even getting to my top story yet, and I should. It's just, it's all coming true. I told you New Orleans was a beta test. Then we saw Governor Blagojevich 1 month before he got indicted. And I've got to call Paul and Kurt. Kurt's here in the office. I got to call Paul and have him add this because that just backs it up more. I just, looking at these articles, just remembered the Marine Corps checkpoints in California, the gun confiscation drills in Iowa. We've got to give them full spectrum analysis or folks are going to be in denial. We've got to show them more points. It's a standard system, graduated, successive approximation, incremental buildup, inchworm attack profile. And he said, because of the crime in Chicago, we're going to do door-to-door gun confiscation with the National Guard and regular Army. And you know what? They've done some of those tests. But they'll have the Army standing around outside while the police do it, which is still illegal. You saw the gun confiscation door-to-door in New Orleans, and the media for 6 months after said it isn't true till the videos of it got released. Even when we had ABC News reporting it, people said that's not true until it all came out. People were in denial. They went all over the state, not just New Orleans. They were confiscating guns in towns in Mississippi. They were taking guns in Red Stick, in Baton Rouge. They're doing this stuff all over the place. I've been to the drills where they train to take your guns. I've had the military send me Cooperative Nugget in Louisiana. Training drills, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97. The stuff's on YouTube where the role players are Americans with foreign troops and they practice taking your guns. Now, what am I getting to now? CNN, up on Infowars.com right now. We'll show you on screen the two top red links. Louisiana rep moves to violate posse comitatus and put troops on New Orleans streets. And Kurt since changed that headline because the article's really about Ron Paul. It's now, hit refresh on that for me. Martial law attempt in Louisiana echoes Ron Paul's warning. Next article under it. One that I put together with Paul Watson. Paul did the lion's share of the work there. I just sat there and data streamed at him and sent him some links. By Paul Watson, Alex Jones, Louisiana state officials call for troops on streets. National Guard engaged in door-to-door gun confiscation during Hurricane Katrina. And who led them? The FBI, who will do anything they're told. If it means torching Waco, they're on board. That's who was in command of the Delta Force and all of it. If it means sitting there and shooting little kids in the head and blowing women's heads off if they hold babies in their arms because they dared to hide out in their own property with guns, they wanted to get domestic terrorism legislation passed at Ruby Ridge and Waco. And when both backfired on them and made them look bad, they blew up Oklahoma City. And we even know the names of the FBI agents that ran the stinking thing and were seen by police. Of course, they murdered them. Some of them got the information out before they killed the medical doctors and police officers deader than a hammer. And then we found the receipts at the hotels, how they were already in town when they lied about that. And it's not fun, and it's creepy to get up here and talk about these people because I know who they are. And the fact that they'll blow little kids up in a daycare center shows you who they are. Totally turned over to the dark side. 100% willing to do anything. And the only way to defeat an enemy like that is to man up and admit to yourself who they are. And to say, I'm committed against you and that's the end of it, no matter what happens. And you know what? They take us out individually, folks. We grow 100 more heads. And in their old paradigm, they'd smash us individually. But that only gave the Tree of Liberty more power. So now they just try to poison the general water supply, the food, dumb everybody down. When we come back, the top story before I get into global economic meltdown by design, incredible police state, TSA. Oh, by the way, the military is going to be exempt now from the TSA. You see, the enforcer class is going to be exempt. The citizens are the enemy.
When the food collapse happens, if trucks stop delivering food to supermarket shelves tomorrow, what will you do? How well is your family prepared for a food crisis? How long will you survive? Getting a biodome which produces food for you and your family year-round, even in the dead of winter, is easy, cheap, and extremely liberating. Find out how in an all-new webinar at DomeRevolution.com. Biodome expert Casper Pustavsky shows you the three actions you must start taking right now to start preparing your family for food shortages and survive the economic collapse. How to quickly and easily build your own geodesic biodome. DomeRevolution.com. You'll find out how to use aquaponics to literally have an automated food supply which grows you food year-round. How to grow extremely nutrient-dense food and use the secrets of biodynamics to restore completely dead soil. Get prepared. Watch the Biodome webinar. Go to DomeRevolution.com and sign up now.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
This is James from the band Golden State. There's only one man that can end these wars, and that's Ron Paul. This Christmas, let's get him to number one on iTunes with our song, Bombs, the Ron Paul song. It's not impossible. Visit iTunesBomb.com and let's end these wars.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Oh, there's a war on for your mind, all right. Look at the center of DrudgeReport.com. Local cops ready for war with DHS-funded military weapons. Armored cars with turrets, drones, military-grade assault rifles. Articles pouring out everywhere where they're getting microwave guns, sound cannons, even non-law enforcement groups being given giant cases of shotguns. What do they know? The minute they got rid of Glass-Steagall in 99 and allowing the central banks to go hog wild and make unlimited fake money, Ponzi schemes, that they could then sign us onto. The minute they got rid of that, it was just pure martial law training 24/7. And 12, 13 years later, the military's awake. 70%+ of the donations to Ron Paul. Period. Of all the other presidential candidates. But they've got specialized mercenaries, specialized that they've questionnaired. They've got, I would say they probably got 10 brigades from my sources and studying what they've announced and what I've seen. They've got about 10 brigades. How many? What's 10 times 4,000? I mean, they've got 40,000 troops that will eat their guts and ask for seconds and shoot American citizens all day long. And then they've got all these public deals that are in Toronto Star, Washington Post, and over the years I'm like, look at this. They say they'll use foreign troops in America during civil emergencies. And then you see NLE09 from FEMA saying it 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. And then you see at the Olympics, Mexican and U.S. troops in Canada bossing Canadians around. I mean, we're in the North American Union. And they tell Europeans in Germany and France, you will pay any taxes we say. We're going to send EU police, paramilitary police, in to collect it. It's just like when our government's been used for over 100 years to invade Latin American countries that don't pay fake loan sharking debts to private banks. Smedley Butler, Marine Corps, 2-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner, exposed all that. I mean, our government is illegitimate. It runs the drugs. It runs it all. And I've just got stacks of news coming in, mainstream news, about tanks, microwave guns, sound cannons. I didn't even cover this last week. We covered it on the nightly news. They're coming out, Raytheon, and local police departments are getting them, with a riot shield that has a system that transmits a wavelength where you can't breathe and chokes you. And, nosebleeds, all of it. They're calling it a Darth Vader choke shield. Darth Vader, chokes people with his mind. The police come up to you, and of course, they're going to want to use it and pull the trigger. It's like, people, they've killed rubber bullets right up close, and they just choke you. And again, they call it less lethal, then they kill us with the weapons, the tasers, the rest of it. And then it's just a training aid that everybody used to sing the public shot with rubber bullets and the rest of it. Then it's real bullets. Of course, this won't go quite like China and other places. If 1% of the population fights back that has guns, that's 1.5 million. I would not want to be one of the bully boys if this kicks off. And believe me, I don't want it to kick off. We're not going to be on air. The total collapse is a certainty if that happens. Our whole world is a disaster zone, and you know where they're coming first. They'll whack Ron Paul so fast it'll make your head spin. Plane crash, heart attack. They'll pull me over. I mean, they had the Houston police, who's got known government hit teams on it, pull that CIA section chief over. Carnegie a few years ago, who was blowing the whistle, he got out peacefully. They just got him down and executed him right there on the spot, on the news. They don't care. Listen, the drugs alone in this country is $500 billion a year. You know what it's like to control the greatest military empire in the world? Special interests came in here and fought with each other tooth and nail to get control. The most evil of the evil, survival of the most wicked. And they're now in control, and they hope their propaganda would work on people. But because a lot of us knew the truth, we got the jump on them. And because they were arrogant, we got the jump on them. But now they know. And they are going to want to launch this, and they're going to try to sell it. I'm going to come back and play the video clips and analyze it. They're going to want to sell this on, well, look at the welfare checks. Don't buy the food anymore. People are rioting. The crime is so horrible. And they beta test it on, the groups that, that's just the minorities. But if you read the documents and if you look at the checkpoints around the country in Tennessee, California, other places, they're going after people that wear John Deere hats. I mean, I've seen like 10 articles in the last 3 days about Amish nationwide being raided by SWAT teams and who are legally selling milk. I mean, we go to San Antonio once a week and get fresh milk up here. Everybody gets it. It's totally legal. They don't care. There's not even a law. And there's one sheriff saying no to him, saying you don't even come with warrants. There's not even a law. I mean, they're raiding people everywhere. Lemonade stands, people with gardens. I mean, the government is basically doing everything Stalin did. Our government is cancer.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. I'm looking for people that have the wisdom to spot savings, opportunity, and recognize risk. Saving means to make money. The Cowbin Pure Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated and twice as good as what you're using now. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils that contain no useless dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Your risk is the hundreds of hazardous toxic detergents that give you rashes, itching sores, and deteriorating clothing called lint. If you want something better, if you want something you've never had before, you have to do something you've never done before. Getting a free catalog is easy by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calvin on the web at 5starsoap.com. Take charge of your health now by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calvin on the web at 5starsoap.com. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You've heard Alex explain how the Silver Lungs generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced colloidal silver solutions, yet many are unaware of the entire function of the Silver Lung system and how it has been designed to deliver your silver solutions anywhere in or on the body. My name is Mario Cifaldi, and I'm the developer of the Silver Lungs generator. Not only does the Silver Lung system produce endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions, it also comes equipped with the proper applicators and devices needed to deliver your silver solutions directly to key target areas. This includes the eyes, ears, nose, lungs, topically to the skin, and orally for the digestive system. Be sure to watch our new 7-minute video tour of the Silver Lung system at www.silverlungs.com. to learn more about how the Silver Lung system works. As well, we are always ready to answer any questions you may have. That's www.silverlungs.com.
It's all coming down. Talking about world government, my friends, run by a group of scientists, technocrats, who have been playing with us like we're lab rats, studying psychological warfare, propaganda, chemical, biological manipulation. That's who the New World Order is, in their own words, a scientific dictatorship with a bunch of little paid liar politicians that they fund from the local right up to the state, the federal, the international, and the more slimy, the more sickening, the more criminal they are, the higher they go up the chain. And that's what's going on. So here are the articles. You can see it in CBS, Bloomberg, everywhere. Ron Paul being attacked for his interview here last Tuesday, so 8-9 days ago. They said, Ron Paul says he's worried about military on the street and arrest of citizens. This is the type of crazy paranoia. Meanwhile, hundreds of articles are about congressmen and senators warn this allows Obama to even kill U.S. citizens and detain you for life secretly. And we play all the clips, but see, they just put it in the articles like it's nuts, counting on the public being totally stupid. These reporters all know full well what they're doing. All the neocon sites are like, look at this crazy Ron Paul on Alex Jones talking about troops on the streets and gun confiscation. And then meanwhile, they're drilling all over the country to carry this out, and the articles are up at Infowars.com. Louisiana state officials call for troops on the streets. National Guard engaged in door-to-door gun confiscation during Hurricane Katrina. Don't forget that. And the other article by Kurt Nemo, martial law attempt in Louisiana, echoes Ron Paul's warning. You want to get these articles and send them to the paid hacks at Bloomberg and CBS and Red State and the rest of them and say, how are you going to feel as the depression intensifies? How are you going to like it when they end up first registering and then fully confiscating guns? How are you going to like being occupied? How do you like the TSA checkpoints already being set up on highways? How do you like what America's turned into? How do you like? I mean, I remember 10 years ago talking about face scanning cameras and license plate readers and being laughed at as they were putting them in. Now they're giving tanks, armored vehicles, microwave guns, sound cannons, and telling local police, prepare for war with the American people. I had Arte Saavedra in here, the awesome police chief, who I think at the end of the day is a good person, but is so in the system that he's slowly awakening. I don't want to get him in trouble, but he said a few things off record that, you know, show me that he's basically, well, I'm not going to even get into it. And of course, you know, when I get people like him in studio, I shouldn't immediately try to get them, you know, to break and stop going on their script, because that just makes them go more into the turtle shell when I start, you know, going at them 100 miles an hour right out of the gates. But I said, what are you going to do when they want to put military on the streets? And he said the sky would literally have to be falling to have military on the streets. Really, Art? All over the country, the National Guard and old bases are providing, FEMA says, we'll give you this money, county or city, but you got to move in with the military in this base. They're using the military to, quote, surveil pot growers. And now it's extremist, or now it's families that are right wing on their farm and predator drones. That's how they always sell it. It's here, Art. And just because people like you aren't consciously evil, just because you haven't been to the urban warfare drills, doesn't mean that we're not going down this road. And I saw it with the governor of Illinois pushing troops on the streets. I've seen others calling for it. And the idea is locals, the states, the counties, the cities, no, are federalized. It's now federalized. Another thing that's unconstitutional. National Guard, it has to patrol the streets, and the state rep says that it made the people have good morale and feel good. Yeah, the feds jam communications with the police, everything breaks down, and then they send the military in, not to give food and water for 6 days, but to go into high and dry areas and loot and rob houses, as happened on record. Police were caught robbing banks, robbing Walmarts. We first reported they were shooting people trying to walk out on the dry bridges. Imagine you're trying to walk out on the dry highways, and the feds ordered the police to shoot citizens, and then the feds indicted the local cops who followed orders. I remember at the time we had eyewitnesses saying, oh, they're shooting people, families that try to get out. There's dead bodies everywhere. They're hiding the dead bodies. They're claiming they died from water. And the local police got on TV, one of them was the parish sheriff, and cried and said, the feds told us not to go in and rescue anybody. So the first day I called my mama, her cell phone was still working, battery. Mama, I'm coming to get you out of the nursing home. The second day, the third day, the fourth day, I said, I'm coming, mama. They're going to let me soon. And on the fifth day, she was dead. Oh, mama, oh, mama. The feds tell me I can't get my mama, and you sit there and let your mama die? I mean, oh, my gosh, you're a fed. Ship some guns in to Mexico and to Indiana and Florida to drug gangs and Honduras. Oh, ship some cocaine in. That's all in the federal documents. Nobody gets in trouble. I mean, a bunch of crooks in suits. Everybody's so scared of them in their black Suburbans and flashing lights. They're dirt. They're murderers. They're dirtbag rats. They're scum. They're Hitlers. Hitler had an office. Hitler had uniforms. You're supposed to bow down and kiss his boots? Kiss his wart-covered derriere? Huh? No! No! Stalin had military all around him and uniforms and the rest of it. Every other country in history has gone this route. Do we really want to go here? Folks, now there's no room for denial anymore. We're right up to it now. a big criminal group who has committed to implode the country, who's stolen over 600 times the debts that this country actually owes. Well, $655 trillion they claim we owe, then internationally it's $1.5 quadrillion, so it's 100 times or so. What supposedly we even owe the $14.5 trillion. I mean, it's all a giant stinking fraud. And they put these people up on TV to sell the public. The answer is the military. That's called martial law. They're saying put New Orleans under martial law. And they're preparing Chicago and Detroit. What do you think daytime curfews are in some areas of Arkansas? There are areas of Arkansas. I can play the CNN clips of those. Just type in Arkansas towns under martial law. And it shows the cops going, in the town of 40,000, the citizens feel much safer because of the crime. And it shows checkpoints. They're like, where are you going? Let me see your ID. All right, you're allowed to drive through. To leave their houses at the end of the block. And again, this is sold as if it's safe. Meanwhile, the government lets 30 million illegals be felons, and then millions of those engage in any crime they want, have any aliases they want. The government loves the crime. The government sociologist and anthropologist and psychologist know that the prisons are colleges for crime. They know the more prisons they build, the more crime we're going to have. They know the more people are going to go in there for petty crimes and come out with master's degrees, PhDs in crime. They know that. There's been globalist manuals that came out 50-plus years ago on that. What was it? It was like a Chicago police chief, something like 20-something years ago, got caught and recorded going, yeah, they don't know. We love the crime. Yeah, this is what they do. And you notice it's Chicago. It's New Orleans. It's all these big welfare state, corrupt, dependent cancer zones. Cancer zones where you've got dependent people just programmed by Jerry Springer and gangster music and the whole culture. And then, oh my gosh, a baby got shot. We got to do something because there were toys under the tree and the baby's dead. Well, you know what? You should have done whatever you could to get out of that hellish ward. And believe me, I don't want to hear it. This country's poor people are some of the richest poor people in the world. That's changing. That's why it's going to explode now. But you should do whatever you've got to get out, to go live in the country, to get extra jobs, to do what it takes. I mean, I look at these women, these poor women, and I feel sorry for them. And they look like they weigh about 600 pounds, and they're in there in this government programming zone, and they're talking about, oh my gosh, the crime. You know, they should be talking about why's the government shipped the drugs in here to destabilize this area. And why have we bought into the big government welfare society that's destroyed our culture completely? Instead, they get up there and say, I'm an official and not a servant, and other officials, we all want to have the military on the streets. So, I want everybody to get these articles and get them out to everyone you know. Martial law attempt in Louisiana echoes Ron Paul's warning. And the other article, Louisiana state officials call for troops on the streets. And I told you, they're not going to just say, we're arresting political dissidents and we're taking over society because we're an evil government. They're going to bring us into incremental depression with upwards of 50 million people on food stamps. As those food stamps, even though you're still issued them, won't buy as much food as they did before. As people don't have money to buy their crack cocaine anymore. As all of this happens, there's going to be more and more crime, more and more riots, more and more problems, and the military, the police in every case are ordered to stand down. And if they don't stand down, they'll jam their communications like FEMA did in New Orleans. They'll come in when the police guard the tower and they'll chop it down. That's CBS News. And then when the police stand down and the criminal police run off and start robbing pawn shops and banks and Walmarts on record of their PlayStations and jewels, and the good cops don't know what to do because there's no command and control. They're going to send in the military. And then, after they've set the precedent to do that, they're going to stage domestic terror attacks. It'll be completely sappy. You know, how the right-wingers killed the babies. It's always the same. And the military was trying to get food to the children when the militia bushwhacked them. And now the military didn't want to do it. But they're going to take the guns and go after the American people. And most of the good old boys are going to cry and come out to the front of their house and turn their guns in and salute the military. The military will say, you're on the list. They're like, I understand. I'll get the back of the truck. I'll prove I'm good. I didn't blow up the babies. And they'll go, good job. And then they'll take them off a little FEMA camp. And you know, the military that takes you to the camp, they really believe they're doing a good job. And then special officers come in, interview you. All right, put him on the plane. And then they take you, and they got those foreign mercs. And it's like, we're going to have you come out and say you were a terrorist. All right? Oh, by the way, we've got your granddaughter. Oh, you want to see some film of us killing other people's kids? They'll show it. Because we like it. That's who they are. That's how they operate. All right, let's go ahead and start getting to this. I'm telling you what's going to happen. I've told you so far. I know how tyrants operate. I've made it my business to study them. And I've made it my business to meet them head on and stop them. And you can stop them. We know their plans. We can stop them and expose them. Remember, everything you hear this guy talk about, the government, the Justice Department, eight federal agencies, ATF, FBI, all of them, Border Patrol, shipping drugs in and guns out. Remember, everything he's talking about is the government. Now, let's go ahead. The welfare state, all of it, the government. Martial law attempted in Louisiana. That's the headline, Infowars.com. They're trying it right now, and it's more than just this state rep. It's a whole coalition, and they got the public begging for it, begging for tyranny. By the time they're done, they'll have what they always wanted, military directly delivering the cocaine and heroin from Latin America and Asia directly to them. That'll really boost profits. Let's go ahead and play the clip.
A Louisiana state official says crime in New Orleans is out of control. So much so that he is now asking that the National Guard be brought in to patrol the city's streets. And this was all sparked by the recent death of a toddler. So here's the background. Just this past weekend, Kira Holmes was gunned down while playing outside of her home.
It's for a toddler.
The family held a vigil with candles and birthday balloons in the same courtyard where she was killed. She was to be turning two right around Christmas. And emotions ran high as family members spoke of the little girl who never got to see her second birthday.
My grandbaby is gone. I would never see her first school. I would never see her go to church. Nothing. I have toys under my Christmas tree. I have stockings in my house. I didn't even much want to have a Christmas this year because I felt like this. Now my baby gone. They have a conscience and do what they have to do and turn themselves because that's my grandbaby.
Poor lady. Poor lady.
They need to just turn themselves in. Do this for me. Do it for a grandmother. Have a conscience.
And they use this poor woman's pain to sell tyranny.
I want to bring in Louisiana State Representative Austin Badon, joins me live from New Orleans. He is one of the officials who wants to bring the National Guard, just as they did after Hurricane Katrina. Mr. Badon, thank you for coming on. I've read that you said your city's at war, you need the National Guard. Why can't local police do the job?
Well, you know, we've done a lot after the storms of 2005, but this is it's just totally intolerable and it's unacceptable behavior in our city. The local police need help.
Well, stop
we've
right
been
there.
Able to do a lot of
the military, admittedly, is filling up with the very gangs that are there. Our government won't stop the MS-13, the Mexican Mafia, any of it. The government sells most of these groups the drugs on record. Gives them the guns to knock out rival groups that don't launder money properly and take orders properly. Again, and now the state and city government can't do it. Now we need the National Guard. This is how it happens. Society collapses by design, and the people that engineered the collapse are there to save us with a bigger nanny state. This is what martial law is called. When the National Guard's called into your town at checkpoints, that's called martial law. But hundreds of newspapers are making fun of Ron Paul. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
Different things that are building our city. We're rebuilding our infrastructure. We're building our schools back. We're building our economic base. But we have a select few people who are going out there and committing heinous crimes in broad daylight, killing people, killing babies. It's intolerable. We must do something about it. So what I have done is I have called upon the governor to bring in the National Guard. After the storms of 2005, people were a lot more comfortable by seeing the National Guard on the streets of New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, they love it.
Morale higher. We are doing a lot of good.
It boosts the morale. Everything's military now, like some third world country. It boosts the morale. Oh, yeah, to have the National Guard going door to door taking guns with big army. and the FBI commanding them? Oh, that was wonderful. Let's go back to the clip.
Things, the people here in New Orleans are very resilient, and they're rebuilding, and they have a real great passion for our city. But we cannot allow certain individuals to carry guns and to go out and to shoot people on a daily basis in this city. So I've asked for the National Guard to come in and create order to assist the NOPD with support and also with patrols and help them to take this city back, because we are at war.
We're going to come back with the rest of it. So patrol, pull triggers on citizens, set that precedent. And triggers were pulled by Big Army against citizens in New Orleans. And you heard it. We can't allow them to have these guns. Again, you can't legislate morality. We are an immoral, degenerate society. The answer is people have guns to protect themselves from these degenerate drug dealers. Oh, by the way, how's your drug prohibition going? Oh, it's getting the government and the big corporations real rich off keeping the prices up, just like alcohol prohibition. Decriminalize it, and those gangbangers will have to find something else to do. Or keep them in prison. But you won't do that either. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
By the way, coming up, we have a CNN clip where they report that Ron Paul has a 52% chance of winning Iowa with their big scientific breakdown, and that Romney's at 20-something in a distant second. And that's what other polls I have show, is that Ron Paul is turbocharging ahead, showing the American people are waking up. And the media is like, but he's worried about troops on the street. You open up the paper, armored vehicles, sound cannons, microwaves, given to local police, army standing by in every city. Government wants checkpoints, TSA running checkpoints with Army in Tennessee, families jerked out of vehicles. Yeah, that Ron Paul, he's really nuts. Every day this stuff comes out. And the military, the police, everybody's got to decide what side you're on. I mean, the globalists are going to hurt 99.9% of us, even if you're immoral and evil. It doesn't give you a good deal to go along with this. But I understand those of you that are evil, you can't help it. You're like a moth to flame. You like to side with darkness. A lot of it because you're cowards. Others because it gives you a thrill. Well, you're going to get more than a thrill if this all goes through. Because the globalists, when they take down America, are going all the way. A Soviet-style red terror operation. Roundups, arrest. I mean, they've been training for it. Total re-education. Total breaking this country's back. And again, there's going to be, people are like, well, we'll have a big war with the police and military. The globalists love that. They'll let that in the first waves chew up the military and police and bring in the foreign mercs on record. So, you idiots, they're going to have war with the American people. You are literally sticking your hand down a badger hole. And I don't have any thrill of, ooh, there might be a conflict in a 1776 physically. Only anyone who studied history would never want that. But you can't go to FEMA camps. You can't become a total slave. And it's just escalating more and more into that area. But we've got whoever fires first loses. So we don't want to go there. Now, a lot of times in history with the tyranny, people wake up and it gets reversed. And it could happen now. Now, these globalists are not as coordinated as they'd like to be. They're outrageously criminal. Fast and Furious came out, proving they staged false flags. A lot of stuff has come out. A false flag's a frame-up, folks. They framed the Second Amendment with Fast and Furious. They framed conservatives and libertarians and the states' rights movement that the system could see was going to win in 95 with Oklahoma City. They framed the Middle East with 9/11. Do you understand that? And they framed our liberties with it. All right, let's go back to the newscast where he really starts getting wild with how, you know, the people want the military and we're in a war and all this. Here it is.
But we cannot allow certain individuals to carry guns and to go out and to shoot people on a daily basis in this city. So I've asked for the National Guard to come in and create order to assist the NOPD with support and also with patrols and help them to take this city back, because we are at war. And when you're at war, you have to bring in soldiers.
When you use a word like war.
Stop there. See, it's a war on illiteracy. Illiteracy gets worse. It's a war on mental illness. Mental illness off the charts. The drugs make you sick on record on their own inserts. A war on terror. The government runs the terrorists. The criminals do. You understand? Anything they're warring against, the war on alcohol was because the elites wanted to get rid of all the legal distilleries and run bootleg operations and make thousands of times profit, which they did. That's all mainline history. They launch a war on cocaine in Latin America to shut down their competition and boost prices. They launch a war, you know, on domestic extremists. That means real Americans. We're at war. We're at war. The child was shot. The army's got to be on the streets permanently with the police. And we know it was all a federal beta test. They've always planned this with New Orleans. And now Chicago, Illinois is calling for it. I mean, this stuff is happening. This is a plan, a long-term plan. And now the Congress has passed a law saying they can do it.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift. A supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. When we start the next segment, I'm going to give the toll-free number out, specifically on the fact that government, with the NDAA, has said it's illegal for the military to secretly kill, arrest, torture, disappear citizens. I mean, that's beyond North Korea on paper. Now you've got state reps all over the country, in Illinois, in Louisiana, other places, saying, we want the army on the streets. We're at war with the citizens. We want checkpoints. We want army patrols. When they say there's a war on drugs, a war on this, a war on that, it means we're suspending the Constitution. It means in this area, we're under martial law. What did Ron Paul say last Tuesday here? He said, the NDAA establishes martial law in America. That's the title of the video. Get it out to people. It's only got 300,000 views. It should have 300 million views. Only you can do that. Let's get it up to 1 million by tomorrow. Get that video off YouTube. It's in the latest articles we wrote today about Louisiana. And get it out to people. If you just joined us, Louisiana state official calls for troops on the streets. National Guard engage in door-to-door gun confiscations during Hurricane Katrina. Kurt Nemo's article, Martial Law Attempted in Louisiana, echoes Ron Paul's warning. Get the articles off Infowars.com and get them out to everybody. Remember, you had gun confiscation there before. They're running military checkpoints around the country. There's no more denial about this. And now he's saying we're at war with the people. He says the people who have the guns. And they had gun confiscation in New Orleans. Notice it's always places where they're restricting guns, New Orleans, Chicago, New York. It's always where people are on a bunch of welfare. It's this government-kept class of people on government welfare plantations where you see the highest crime rates. And then they say, we got to get rid of all your rights nationwide because of what we, the government, have created. Let's go back to the clip. Here he is. We're at war in America. We want to use the military against the American people. And they're going to set the precedent in the poor areas, as I've told you for over a decade. They're not just going to announce, military's coming because you're the enemy. It's all going to be sold in a psyop. But remember, we told you a long time ago, this has been a long-term plan. As they implode things economically through derivatives, and they announce the Bank of the World, this would begin. Told you. Here it is.
Resilient, and they're rebuilding, and they have a real great passion for our city. But we cannot allow certain individuals to carry guns and to go out and to shoot people on a daily basis in this city. So I've asked for the National Guard to come in and create order to assist the NOPD with support and also with patrols and help them to take this city back, because we are at war. And when you're at war, you have to bring in soldiers.
When you use a word like war, I mean, it's quite the word to use.
Keep
my question is, how has the crime in your city spiraled so out of control? How has that happened? Do you have numbers, statistics to
It's called the Depression, lady. It's going to get a lot worse.
Yes. Yes. We are at urban warfare right now. You have people who have drug crimes, drug warrants, who are out on, warrants that they should be in jail.
Yeah, who ships that in?
People who are proliferating the streets with firearms.
Oh, like the Attorney General?
And the problem is just permeating throughout our society. So what we have to do is we have to get in there with social services. You know, this is a short-term effect on the long-term.
Back it back up to the part where he says, we're in urban warfare, and you've sure been doing a lot of urban warfare training for the American people. And by the way, they didn't even go into the crime-ridden areas during Katrina to, quote, clean out the criminals looting. The police and others got involved in it. They went to the giant houses with white columns, some of the most famous architecture in America, not just the South. I got an architecture book on it, and I recognize the houses. We're talking some houses that are worth like $15 million went in and blew safe doors off and stole the guns. And a lot of the folks that stayed at generators are like, we're fine, we're here. They're like, get down, we're putting you in handcuffs, taking your firearms. You don't like it? Stand him up. Literally. Yeah, knock your teeth out, buddy. We're the military. Big Red One. America's ours. Ha! We're taking your guns, taking your guns, taking your guns.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing Diamond Gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue Diamond Gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a Diamond Gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. I'm looking for people that have the wisdom to spot savings, opportunity, and recognize risk. Saving means to make money. The Cowbin Pure Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated and twice as good as what you're using now. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils that contain no useless dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Your risk is the hundreds of hazardous toxic detergents that give you rashes, itching sores, and deteriorating clothing called lint. If you want something better, if you want something you've never had before, you have to do something you've never done before. Getting a free catalog is easy by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calvin on the web at 5starsoap.com. Take charge of your health now by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calvin on the web at 5starsoap.com.
Commander now runs America.
Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's a disgusting time. But at the same time, it's a wonderful time to be alive. It was the best of times, the worst of times. A great literary mind once opined. Ron Paul, CNN, admits has a 52% chance of winning Iowa versus Mitt Romney at 20-something percent. We're going to play that clip coming up. In other polls, he's as high as 35 to 27% of the vote in the eight-way race there in Iowa, or now seven-way race. So extremely powerful information. And the system is pulling out all the stops to demonize Ron Paul. In fact, I saw one headline, was it CBS News? He went on a guy's show that said the government puts things in the food to make you gay, Alex Jones. That's like one of their favorite talking points at a think tank, what George Soros' group 2 years ago picked up on and went wild with. And I really want to thank them for all the publicity. They probably had over 100 fake liberaloid blogs attack me and some mainstream news for it. And, of course, all I was doing was reading BBC and Reuters about bisexual fish and frogs because of all the chemical runoff in the water and the gender bending in males with the estrogen mimickers of bisphenol A and other things. And then I pulled up some university reports from the 60s where they proposed putting the chemicals in the food chain so that people wouldn't have children. And then it also increases women's breast cancer. That was the second part of my report. We have the highest in the world, Europe after us, because bisphenol A makes girls go into puberty earlier, produces a lot more of the toxins that precipitate out in the breast and bioaccumulate and cause breast cancer. I was trying to warn women out there about bisphenol A that's in most printer ink and that's in the receipts you print. And I had all the articles, but the system, you know, wants to make it how I'm bashing gay people. See, it's like that Ron Paul lie of tens of thousands of newsletters, 14 published at one time alone with a lot of guest writers. There was a few things in there saying Martin Luther King was a communist and stuff like that. Oh, it's just horrible. He hated black people. That's why the actual articles he wrote in like 1988 was, as a medical doctor, was about HIV being a race-specific bioweapon to kill black people. Because, you know, he hates black people so much he wants to warn them. So that's the type of stuff that we're dealing with here. But if you just joined us, the top stories are at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll put those back on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Radio listeners, go there now. And again, I'm going to have Kurt and Paul also add some other news here. Because, you know, if you don't see it all, then it doesn't give you the big picture, obviously. We have Marine Corps checkpoints, Army checkpoints, TSA checkpoints all over the country, from California to Tennessee, from Florida to Maine. We've got door-to-door knocking talks about taking guns, and we've got the Illinois governor calling for the military on the streets. Again, this is all in areas where they have massive gun enforcement. The public has basically been disarmed. The cities where a lot of this is happening have incredible attacks on the Second Amendment. All of that is happening. So if you go to Infowars.com, martial law attempt in Louisiana echoes Ron Paul's warning. Louisiana state officials called for troops on the streets. And I was just playing the state rep, and there's a bunch of them, a coalition, calling for them to boost morale and patrol the streets and wage war on the citizenry, basically, on the criminals that, he said, the people that are shipping drugs in and guns. There are people shipping guns in. You mean like Eric Holder? Think of this. As society collapses, they're saying only the army can restore order. Only federal troops. And the National Guard was federalized years ago. By the way, do you need me to play the clips again? I'm going to do it tonight on the nightly news, but I might do it later. We can dig them back up. All the guns will be taken. No one will be allowed to be armed. Remember that quote by the New Orleans police chief as a puppet for the FEMA? Or ABC News, the military, the regular army, goes house to house. Bang, bang, bang. Door to door. Confiscating weapons. And it shows citizens in handcuffs in rich areas, even. The point is, there was nothing going on there. Having their guns taken, their gun safes busted open, being ordered at gunpoint by the military. This is on the news, to open their gun safes so the military could take them and give them to the ATF in the backs of big flatback trucks. And in other areas of the state, they would pull up at small towns and come up, knock on the door and say, give us your guns. People are like, what? And they would do it. Because it's so shocking. What? We're fine. We're sure it was flooded, but we got food. We're, you know, country boy can't survive. Give us the guns. And the NRA made a documentary about it. They will come during any emergency and take your guns and set that precedent and say, because we're in a war against crime. Let's go ahead and go to the rest of the clip. Here it is.
Statistics to justify this level of emergency.
Yes. Yes. We are at urban warfare right now. You have people who have drug crimes, drug warrants, who are out on, warrants that they should be in jail. You have people who are proliferating the streets with firearms. And the problem is just permeating throughout our society. So what we have to do is we have to get in there with social services. You know, this is a short-term effect on a long-term problem. We have to rebuild our schools and have better schools and good schools. But what's going on is certain people are going out and they're creating a problem within our society, and they're just, it's a negative environment upon every of the positive things.
Who is creating the problem in our society? Who made these drugs illegal? Cocaine, heroin, you could buy it at any drugstore until the 1930s. Over the counter. Kids drank Coca-Cola with cocaine in it. A small amount. I'm not saying that's good. That's why it's called Coke. Not a conspiracy theory, folks. I know some people are new listeners and don't know anything, but that's a fact. Dr. Pepper, all of it had cocaine in it. But they had the pure stuff there. And you look at the statistics, maybe a third on average the drug users we have today. And you know what? It was dirt cheap. People sure weren't robbing liquor stores to get their fix. But they made it illegal. The price goes up. Now people got to rob. And it's a tax paid to the bankers who launder the drug money and who own the private prisons. And we've got the biggest prison population in the world, and it gets worse and worse. And their answer, as I always told you, as society implodes, they're going to sell you on this idea as it's a war on crime. It's a war on extremists. And we got to go in and get the guns. And they can do it under the rubric of crises. And that's what they've done now. And as we go into a deep depression, instead of having 50 million people on food stamps, it's going to be 100 million. And then that's not going to buy what they need. And you're going to see crime explode. And the government's answer is going to be, you can't have a gun to protect yourself, just like Chicago, just like New York, just like Los Angeles, and every other globalist-run system. And then you find out about the rural council run by the Army, the Pentagon, with the Army leading it via NORTHCOM and FEMA. That's official. With drones watching farmers and checkpoints harassing rural communities and setting up block captains every couple of miles that watch their neighbors. I mean, I've been sent the manuals, the training videos, where they tell local farmers, come to an anti-Al-Qaeda meeting. Everybody shows up and they go, oh, your neighbor's growing pot. They're talking bad about the government. Are people selling vegetables without paying taxes? And the farmers, most of them will creep out of the meeting, and the feds are writing that down. Okay, he obviously didn't like it. They have a little psychological, you know, behavioral assessment people. Okay, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Jones, Mr. Brown, Mr. Schmidt got upset from that. Okay. Okay, out of 50 people that showed up, 50 slaves, seven of them stayed there. Oh, these are some real bootlickers. Come on up here. Come on up here, Mr. Royce or Mr. Doe, you know, random name. No offense if your name's Royce. Come on up here. You want to be a helper, do you? All right, you're going to be a helper now. Just like I played to you, this is a real beta testing zone that we learned about in Iowa, Texas, other states, the clergy response teams. Going back now 7 years ago, we got the secret documents. 3 years after that, they were made public. People couldn't believe us. I had these documents with phone numbers. People couldn't believe it, where they train. Most preachers are on government payroll secretly via the faith-based initiative, but they don't tell you they gave them the money. Your Methodist church, your Catholic church, your Baptist, your Hindu, Buddhist, a lot of the Muslim ones now, they're on the payroll. Sometimes even medium-sized churches are getting $50,000 a year of taxpayer money. It's in the 20-something billion now a year. And they tell them, and they get in these FEMA meetings, and they go, you tell them it's of the Lord to take the vaccine when we say. You tell them if we're taking their children, it's of the Lord. You tell them we're taking their guns. Let the crisis pass. We'll sort it out after. It's of the Lord. Romans 13. You want me to play those newscasts? I probably played it 100 times. Look up clergy response team, YouTube. Look up gun confiscation New Orleans, YouTube. You'll see all the newscasts coming to an old woman's house. She's like, I'm fine. I got food. I want to take care of my dogs. I'm not going to the Superdome to be gang raped. And they just literally tackle her and punch her right in the jaw. Big old men get up on top of her and go, boom, boom, boom. Listen, you old 70-year-old woman. You're going to the camp. Big old black eyes. We're going to teach you. You think we just murder Iraqis? We're going to murder you if we need to. We like it. All we need to be told is where they are. We'll take them down. Our own mothers will do it. Because they're special trained cadres who think it's manly to be traitors. Now, we do know there were some National Guard that stood down in New Orleans, and Oath Keepers documented all that. Okay, I'm going to take your calls when we get back. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Then I got the economic news. Then I've got the police state, other police state news. It's off the charts. Finally, the media gets it. Stun guns, remote shotguns that fire high-powered tasers that'll kill you. They just keep upping the power now. It's all part of incremental, so they're killing us outright. Special nerve gases that don't kill you but make you wish you were dead. Microwave guns, shields that broadcast stuff that makes you choke. Ultra-low frequency weaponry. I mean, they're just rolling it all out. Cases of shotguns getting delivered to the IRS, getting delivered to all the environmental protection groups, machine guns, armored vehicles, armored to the teeth with our tax money, working for the bankers, getting us ready to fully be destroyed. America conquered from within by traitors, by criminals, by scum, openly calling for internet censorship and talk radio censorship. The criminals are hitting us hard.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
After work, I just want to plop down on the couch and watch TV alone. Come on, don't be like that. Who are you?
I'm you, 20 years ago, when you were full of energy, better shape, great attitude, and you didn't do so bad with the ladies. Now that you're older, your testosterone levels are dropping, and, well, you're not the guy you used to be.
I'd give anything to feel like you again.
Just try Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement, proven in a clinical trial to boost testosterone 61%. And within normal healthy ranges, it's not an injection, not a prescription, and with healthy testosterone levels, you can feel the energy again. Not to mention a better mood and more drive in your romantic life.
More drive, huh? I really need to try Ageless Male. Where's my phone? You're laying on it. Oops.
Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You look like an angel,
walk like an angel,
talk like an angel, walk like an angel, but I got one.
Eric Holder.
You're the devil in disguise.
And your disguise isn't actually very good. I mean, what, you're wearing red pajamas there, pal. Oh, you're wearing a suit.
You fool me with your kisses. You cheated and you schemed. Heaven knows how you lied to me. And not the way you seem. You look like an angel.
Talk like an angel, Hillary Clinton.
Walk like an angel.
When she rocked the little children to sleep forever in Oklahoma City. Oh.
You're the devil in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are. We know what you are. And your little rollout isn't going to work too well. I mean, they're gonna implode our society. And they're going to shell us on total federal takeover in every case. Oh, you're having a huge crime problem because we ship drugs and guns in here? Here comes the army. Oh, some terrorists attacked? We're going to have everybody grab your genitals and train you to be a good slave. I mean, they are totally taking over. Now, I got a bunch of clips of gun confiscation in New Orleans. I've got Ron Paul, they're saying, is the super favorite in Iowa, surging in polls. The attack piece is on him. Local cops ready for war with Homeland Security-funded military weapons. That's coming out in the news. Military may get faster airport screening, just like the pilots said, we fly the planes if we want to kill people. You're going to have some pervert grab my genitals? I'm not doing it. I'm going to retire. They said, okay, forget it. Just let us treat the slaves. Okay, military, you don't like it either? Okay, fine. We'll only search the general slaves. We'll only search the milk cows. We squeeze. They're like, yeah, sounds good. Let's go ahead and go to your phone calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Vermont. Scott, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Great show yesterday with Hoppy Heidelberg and the Oklahoma City Truth. I don't get PrisonPlanet.tv, but I assume your show with him and all yesterday, which I didn't get to hear because it was on the TV internet, would that be on a YouTube video for everybody?
Absolutely, sir. We have a YouTube channel with 160-plus million views on that one channel. It's called the Alex Jones Channel. And if you go to Infowars.com, any news article has some icons at the top, and one of them is the symbol of YouTube. And we post about 90% of the material up there on the YouTube site. Here's the kind of thing we usually won't post. For documentary purposes, just like PBS does, we're going to show police brutality tonight versus police brutality in Egypt that our media decries. It's going to have a bunch of profanity on it. So that is not going to air. And once we're broadcast TV, won't be able to air it either. But that's not going to be put probably on the YouTube channel. Just because, you know, it's more of a family YouTube channel. But, yes, sir, we haven't made a secret of it. Have you ever been to Infowars.com before, Scott?
Of course.
Okay, well, you just see everywhere, everything like a day after is posted right there in articles every day.
I want to bring up General Ben Parton, but first, a quick mention of chemtrails. If we're being sprayed with barium and aluminum, the symbols for the chemical symbols for that are B-A and A-L, spells Bale. Maybe just coincidence. I noticed there's no, that we have pilots for 9/11 truth. How come we don't have pilots for chemtrail truth? I mean, if there really is, we're being sprayed everywhere.
Well, that's because it's in the patents, most of it, the particulate is mixed with the jet fuel and then dispersed. You can't even see it in the jet fuel. It's the big companies that are involved. And so the pilots, I mean, they're just like the general public. This geoengineering started in the mid-90s. We'd always known that. Now it's declassified. Just like everything else is now pretty much in our face. I appreciate your call. Again, we're opening the phones up about the military. I have announced, we played the clip that in all over the country they're saying we want military on the streets to fight crime. And, you know, they're declaring that the people are the enemy. Ron Paul, myself, and others have pointed out this is a declaration of war against the American people in the National Defense Authorization Act. And now you heard the state rep saying, there's a bunch of others in Louisiana, we want troops back on the streets. You know, we want them to, quote, get the guns. And we know how they did that. Go into people's doors and give me your guns. And so this is a big deal. And so I'd like to hear from the callers, John and Tyranny Buster, and Angel, Angie, Anthony, and others. When we come back from break, long segment, I'm going to go to your calls for your comment on that subject. But yes, The interview was extremely powerful with Hoppy Heidelberg, grand juror, Oklahoma City. And the video is available at Infowars.com. A noble lie, Oklahoma City, false flag attacks exposed. Very powerful. And we also were extending the Everything Special. All 18 of my films on DVD, $99.95. That is more than 70% off. And what a great way to wake people up and support the broadcast. You get 18 films you can give people that'll wake them up in the InfoWar, and it supports this broadcast. So InfoWars.com for the Alex Jones. Everything Special, can't beat that deal. And PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. All their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
The 6 megabanks that conquered this country financially in 1913 have since taken over every facet of our society and have dumbed large portions of the population down into basically kept animals of the globalist, who they then use as brain-damaged, zombie-like armies who will burn down any cities at any time if the globalists don't deliver them their chicken feed. They've done it to the American people across the board, white, black, old, young. They have turned us into decadent slobs, myself included. Just some of us more dumbed down than others, and we've got to recognize what's happening. I'm going to your phone calls, and then coming up, I'm going to play from ABC News and other newscasts door-to-door gun confiscation in New Orleans. For those of you that just joined us, they've announced coalition of state reps, mayors, and others want troops on the streets. To, quote, get the guns off the streets, as if the military can do a better job than the police. This is about setting the precedent to use the military against the people. You notice suddenly they're using the Predator drones against farmers. You notice suddenly there's Marine Corps checkpoints on highways. TSA setting up more checkpoints on the highways. Because they've passed letting the military be on the streets and secretly arresting citizens. And I found new C-SPAN clips. We just got to excise it out of the full two-hour-long program. But it's on the C-SPAN website. We have links to it at Infowars.com in an article where they have people on C-SPAN admitting and the White House admitting that, yes, we can kill American citizens in America, and we will. It's not just secretly arrest you. It's kill you. Kill you. The globalists that hijacked our nation have taken over most of the world with our military and our money. Our defense budget's bigger than all other militaries combined. It's like 54% of the entire world's defense budget, the U.S. Our wealth that came from liberty was used to forge this great evil. They've always got good propaganda for you. That's what militaries have. Propaganda for the officers, propaganda for the troops, the citizens. All these movies where troops are in the USA, but always fighting aliens. But then on TV shows, it's fighting the militias. But it's all to condition you to see troops in every city. Every movie, it's all acclamation. Just like the government paid with the show SWAT Team back in the 60s and 70s, admittedly to condition people to see guys in black uniforms with military weapons. Now all the police are to be militarized. It's all conditioning. And a lot of slaves love their conditioning. Well, I don't. I don't want to be a slave. And again, why are they getting ready to trigger it now? Because they have a plan to implode the economy down to nothing. One country said no, Iceland, they've rebounded. They went in and pointed out most of the money was owed by the banks, not the citizens. So why are you, the debtor, who engaged in the fraud, running our government and telling us that we're your slaves? We're going to arrest you. And the bankers literally flew out on their private jets. The government officials ran. Everywhere else, though, they come in and take over. Let's go to your phone calls. John in South Carolina, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good, sir. What's your view on what we're talking about here?
Well, about the NDAA, I was at school, and I'm in high school, and a student that was in a class with me asked the teacher who would he vote for out of the candidates. Of course, he says Gingrich, and I was like, oh, God, here we go. And that was when I told them what the NDAA was and how he supported it and all the bailouts and all of it. And the teacher's like, well, maybe I'd be worried about it if I was doing something wrong, but I'm not. I mean, it's just complete disgust.
No, that's it. They just want to go home and watch Dancing with Stars, take some Prozac, drink some liquor, maybe get an abortion or something. And, you know, watch TV and cheer when smart bombs blow up whole families. And they think, well, I grovel to the system. I'm going to be fine. And people have thought that throughout history. But remember, cattle like that never are even in the equation. Okay? Except for one thing. They will vote to steal their brother's money. That's why democracy is so dangerous. We're not a pure democracy. We're a representative republic. Because in a democracy, two wolves and a sheep vote for what's for dinner. Well, the two wolves are going to outvote the sheep. The sheep's going to say, I don't want to be eaten. They're going to go, democracy, you know, wolf, wolf, and bark, bark. We say we're going to eat you, and that happens. In a republic, it says you can't break this rule of law, okay, within this parameter. And so what did you say to her when she said, well, it would be a problem to have Americans secretly arrested and disappear into a black hole if you have something to hide. And that's the type who will start saying, I heard my neighbor talk bad. I mean, literally, in a lot of tyrannies, they run up and grovel. Sir, I heard them talking bad about you. And then they watch their neighbor arrested and come out and say, can I have some of their stuff? And they actually feel morally good about it as you're drug away. But then later, they're drug away. Just because the system wanted what they had. And they're like, but I licked your boots. I groveled to you. And they're like, shut up. And just billy club them in the head. Isn't that nice? So that little coward will get what they want as they conjure hell itself. Sorry, John. Anything else?
Well, that's about it. But I didn't really try to explain it to him because I knew I wouldn't get anywhere. He'll just accept it no matter what.
No, you should. You should print off my articles about it. You should direct them to Ron Paul talking about it. And you should say, so no one had to worry in Nazi Germany when they got rid of checks and balances, or in Russia or in Cambodia. You need to write a paper on the subject, and you need to hand it out to everyone in the class, and you need to talk to everyone, and that's your right. Then she'll probably try to shut you down, or he. Is it he or she?
I mean, he probably will, and he's former military. So, of course,
he'll do whatever. He would probably line up. I'm telling you. These type of people will do anything. People ask how German soldiers did what they did because they get off on it. They think they're part of the winning team, and they'll do whatever they're told. So he's like, I like the NDA. Appreciate your call, John. John, get in there, warn them, warn the people. It's your responsibility. And then when they try to kick you out of class, call the local newspapers. Make an issue out of it. In fact, I meant to get to this 2 days ago. There's so much we don't even get to because there's so much happening. Of the Catholic priest gets up, they're banning speech that criticizes the government in any way at the city council. It was in the San Jose Mercury News, the video of it. And he gets up and politely speaks and says, you know, you're arresting people or kicking them out of here that say that you're arresting of homeless people is what happened in Nazi Germany. That's how it started. They started picking up the homeless people first, which they did. And so people have a right, whether you agree with it or not, even if it was true or not, to talk about history. And the mayor goes, shut him down. You're not to talk about Nazi Germany. You know, the old thing, it's so liberal. That's racist now. Let's not be like the Nazis. The word Nazi is now racist. And the guy's like, no. It's my right. I have free speech. My redress of grievances. And the cops come over and get behind him, start trying to intimidate him, going, we're going to arrest you. And the mayor is all up there delusional. Folks, I'm seeing this everywhere because the feds and others are there telling them this. Man, we're in so much trouble, folks. And it turns out at that city council meeting, they did arrest other people. So you don't criticize them in any way or you're going to jail. And the cops follow the order and look like they were getting off on it. I mean, we're in trouble. Don't you get it? Corrupt people get in power. They hire people in uniforms to do whatever they say, and they take over. I mean, we've always known that communist countries and North Korea and corrupt countries like Mexico have troops on the streets. But Mexico doesn't put it on paper that they can kill you. They at least have a kangaroo court about it if the military shoots a protester. Now they're just saying, we'll kill you. We'll secretly arrest you. We'll torture you. Lieberman says, I want Americans to be scared of us torturing them. And they start laughing like demonic Skeksis or something from the Dark Crystal. I mean, it's super creepy. These are super wicked people flaunting it who run the banking cartel that's robbed us. Tyranny Buster in Illinois, you're on the air.
Greetings from the slave grid, Alex. How are you?
I'm not good. It's all unfolding like we knew it would historically, and it's quite frankly disgusting. It's very sad.
Absolutely disgusting. I mean, I live up here in Chicago. We've spoken several times over the past 6-7 years here. And I've already contacted I'm from a rural Missouri town in Oak Ridge, Missouri. It's important that we name that town. But I've already informed my family that the minute I see a troop on the street, my family's out of here. We're gone. And arrangements have been made. But to the people in Chicago, I mean, look, and to the rest of the country listening right now, y'all need to start putting your guns behind your doors. You need to stop opening these doors with these soldiers out front without that gun in your hand. This letting these people in. You're not in the military, America. You are not a member of the military. You are a private citizen. Martial law be damned. I will not recognize a blue helmet from the UN. I will not recognize the rank of any soldier. They'll probably make me the example. I'll probably be the guy shot in the back of his head in front of everybody. But I don't care. Rather to die like that, standing up to these people, than to be these sickening little sycophants that I have to hear and see on TV all day long. These baby killers aren't my heroes. They're not this ain't a draft. These people aren't in war for under threat of jail, under threat of loss of their freedom. This is a volunteer army who keeps going back. stay. Keep. I don't want to hear about redeployment. I don't want to hear it. They keep
redeploying. I tell you what, Tyranny Buster, I'm going to stop you right there and come back to you. Governor Jesse Ventura, I didn't know, was in the news, and I'm just now getting the development. Jaron is printing it off. We have him now? Okay, Governor Ventura, you're on the air with some breaking news. Good to have you here, sir.
Hi, Alex. It's not a big thing, but I want to get it to you to get to all your listeners that apparently the attacks on me are starting. The TMZ just reported that apparently they reported I was pulled over in the San Fernando Valley for tailgating someone while trying to get to the airport.
So now they're trying to imply you're some type of wicked devil.
I don't know about that, but, I mean, Alex, you and everybody knows I haven't flown commercially for over 15 months. I haven't been to California since my birthday in July, and this was reported that it happened Monday. And it's gone out over the news. It was a lead story here in Minneapolis. I had to call Channel 4 and correct them, and I haven't left Minnesota for over a month.
Well, I appreciate you correcting that here to show my ignorance. I know this just broke last night, and it was actually in my stack. I've now been told I didn't get to some of the other news. I didn't know this went on, but we have the headline. Put it back up there for me. And of course, TMZ is hooked in with Fox. Jesse the Body Ventura rears up in the valley. Cops rush in, and they're acting like you're some type of, you know, big troublemaker. Who's a horrible person. And meanwhile, you haven't flown in over a year. You will not fly. And they're now just making this up. And I'm not even seeing retractions here.
Yeah, well, we're trying to, my attorney's on it. He's getting a hold of the TMZ right now. And we're going to threaten a lawsuit on this because, I mean, it's things like this. If I were to enter the political arena again, Alex, this is the type of crap they're going to pull up and try to destroy me with it, obviously.
Well, I didn't even know that you were still in the U.S. We hadn't talked in a few weeks, and
right.
I get.
Well, I delayed because I thought, well, my wife and the holidays and family, so I thought instead of driving down there and putting her on a plane and having her come right back here within a week, we just decided to delay till after Christmas.
Well, that's good. I'd like to get you on for a full interview with the stuff that's happening. Have you heard about the NDAA to allow the secret arrest and even execution of citizens now, Obama is saying? And now they've announced they want to put troops on the streets in high crime areas. This is mainstream news, CNN, in Chicago and New Orleans.
Yeah, well, it doesn't surprise me, Alex, because the people around here are sitting and taking it all, and they're allowing their rights to be stolen. Anyway, I got to run because I'm on limited time, but I just wanted you to get it to you, put the word out that this is a fabricated story. Alex, you know I haven't been on a plane in 15 months.
Well, I talked to Tyrell just like a week ago, and he talked about you about to go to Mexico or might stay, but you were in Minnesota. I mean, this is crazy. You're calling us. We saw the caller ID. You're calling us. Because you called our studio line, hotline, you're calling us from Minnesota, but it says Jesse the Body Ventura rears up, cops rush in, law enforcement sources tell us Jesse was pulled over for tailgating deep in San Fernando Valley on his way to the airport. When cops asked why he was driving so close to their vehicle, Jesse replied, damn, the driver was going way too slow. It doesn't sound like a legal argument worthy of Johnny Cochran, but it worked. Cops let the former Minnesota governor skate with a warning. I agree with you. This is Fox that doesn't like you, who's associated with, teamed up with TMZ. I know you've got to go, but specifically, because we don't know the whole story, you're saying you're having to call media and explain this wasn't you?
Yeah, absolutely, because they don't even bother to check their stories. This aired on the Minneapolis local news at noon. I'm sitting in my easy chair, and all of a sudden, I'm the headline.
Oh, so this is just now in the last hour or so. Okay, that's why.
Yeah, and this is a complete... I have, as I said, Alex, I haven't been to California since July, and at that time, I drove my RV out there. In fact, you were out there with me. Or no, you were in Vegas with me.
No, but I saw you with the RV. But listen, look at this. Police let Jesse Ventura off with a warning for tailgating. And I'm telling you, this is a PSYOP test because I guarantee you the retraction is going to end up being some little bitty blurblit. And the way the public doesn't pay attention, it's going to be, oh, that tailgater, that guy that, you know, that guy that thinks he owns the road. I agree with your instinct, Governor. This is a beta test for baloney.
Yeah, I agree. I think this is their starting up on on me now to attempt to destroy me, you know, my character and everything like that, because as I said, Alex, I haven't been to California since July. I haven't flown since probably a year ago, October. And how would I be going on my way to the airport?
Well, again, that just proves it right there. But you're in Minnesota. You've got witnesses. Get affidavits. I mean, knowing them, they'll just say, we don't care. We're going to say it. But in closing, because I know you've got to go here, looking at this, obviously you've got a big political book coming out next year. They obviously are tapping your phones. They know what it's about. They know that your credibility is rising. They know Ron Paul is now the leader in Iowa. And, I mean, have you been off record talking about maybe running? Because that would signify that they're getting ready to come after you.
Well, I made the statement on Good Morning America that if Dr. Paul left the Republicans and ran independently, I would certainly give it consideration to running with him. I highly doubt if he wins the Republican nomination, if the Republicans would be too keen to have me be his running mate.
Well, that's another question. He's now the leader in Iowa, pulling now 10 points ahead of Romney, almost 20 ahead of Gingrich, who's plummeting. He's exploding from number two to some polls number one in New Hampshire. They know people are hungry for that. He's the front runner now. They're saying, let's not be too mean to him or he may run third party. Isn't that evidence that if they do cheat him in the primary, he could run third party and win?
Yeah, I think so. If he couldn't win, he certainly would be a major player. You know, he would certainly throw it into disruption. And heck, maybe we'd end up with one of those elections where nobody got enough electoral votes to be named the president, you know, if Paul were to win a few major states.
That's a good point. Well, we'll certainly try to get you on then, perhaps right before Christmas, if you can.
Okay, we'll do that. But again, thanks for letting me butt in, Alex. But I wanted all you listeners and I wanted you to know that apparently they got their sights set on me now of fabricating stories to try to disrupt and destroy my character.
I agree with you, and we appreciate you taking us up on the offer. If any time you've got breaking news, Governor, the hotline is yours. Have a great Christmas. Say hi to Terry for me.
I sure will, and the best to you and your family and all your listeners. Have a great holiday, and hopefully no more will become of this nonsense. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you so much. Yeah, this is definitely, if it was any other group, but now the police may have given this disinfo to them, or they may have thought it was Jesse Ventura, but that's probably a 20% chance. I'd give it 80% chance. It's as phony as a $3 bill. A lot of times I talk about Ventura, and they go, he's the one whose kid crashed that race car. And he's the one with that blonde wife and, you know the one that puts baby oil on his daughter. And I'm like, no, that's Hulk Hogan. No, Jesse Ventura, the one with blonde hair. No, that's Hulk Hogan. You mean the one who got divorced? No, that's Hulk Hogan. Jesse Ventura's never been divorced. He's been with one woman. And again, they know the public doesn't pay attention. I've had neighbors over at my house repeatedly over the years. And they go, yeah, I heard that Hulk Hogan on your show. I'm like, it's Jesse Ventura. I mean, and the reason I tell that story is that it shows the general public is just like in a maze. That's why the government can arrest you, say, for child porn or whatever. Later it comes out you didn't do it. I've seen many cases of this. It doesn't matter because all people heard was that. And that's why you cannot believe a word comes out of their mouth. It's like North Korea. North Korea says Kim Jong-il died on a choo-choo train. And I told you day one, there was credible sources he'd been dead for a year. And now that's all over the news that he'd probably been dead for close to a year. The South Korean president doesn't buy it. You'd have to be certifiably stupid to believe anything the North Korean government tells you and anything the U.S. government tells you. When you've got not just, you know, some out of control or people that did a little something wrong in government and cover it up, that stuff goes on. No. This is a conscious criminal enterprise. I want to make that clear. Okay, I want to go back to your calls until 5 after, and then we've got a guest coming up. We'll continue with calls. But Tyranny Buster, sorry to interrupt you for the governor. You got 60 seconds to finish up. We're getting to everybody else.
It's worth it to get interrupted by Jesse. But no, I just real quickly, everybody, you know, you need to get off your soldier worship trips. You need to remember that you are private citizens and not members of the military. Do not recognize the UN. Do not refer to soldiers by their rank, but by their name. They are nothing to you. Nothing. And people need to get out of this mindset.
People need to get their stuff together. Guns behind the doors. You see soldiers at the front door. You sure don't own to open that door without that gun in your hand. You best remember that old lady in Louisiana. That video made me so mad I almost broke everything in my house. You know, because I've spent a lot of time in Louisiana and then some great people down there.
Well, they are. But imagine they come up behind dry areas. There's an old lady. I'm staying here. I got plenty of food. I'm with my dogs. Boom! Punch her right in the face. This is what America's turned into.
Oh, let me tell you, Alex, they declare martial law, they can come on down to Oak Ridge, Missouri, and we'll have us a party. And I promise you, I might lose, but they're going to be less of you at the post-game show. I promise.
I know. That's what the people don't understand. The people in the system don't understand. Good people are not afraid. We just have restraint. And a globalist know. The globalists know. And I would not want to be in the military or the police and try this. But again, they're going to run psyops. They're going to do it in crack-infested hellholes first, as I keep telling you. I knew this already from studying them, and because I'm historically done a lot of research, so I understand how things work. But when they released last year the National Prospectus, the National Emergency Centers Establishment Act, that was everything we'd known how they'd roll it out. How it's going to be for the poor and homeless centers with a stockade and emergency FEMA camps and old bases and how they're going to, you're going to have to be enrolled into it. They're going to make you so poor you beg to go to the camp. That's how they operate. And again, the average military is good people. But he's right. They always taught military not to wear their uniforms except when they were on base, because you keep the military separate from the rest of America. Because it's dangerous. In every other country, the military takes over. In Rome 2,000 years ago, 2,060-something years ago, and in Venezuela just a decade ago, and in every other African and Asian country and Middle Eastern, the military is not even supposed to be in your country, ladies and gentlemen, in the Constitution. A Navy, and that's it. Because the founders realized how dangerous it was. I don't know how to explain this to people. You're just going to have to find out, some of you. Let's talk to Angie in North Carolina. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. I spoke to you the other day about the government document from the KBR contract.
Yes, you're the one. We found the general KBR document, or was sent to us. And then you found where the government put out the original bid.
Yes, actually, the document you guys linked to was a previous contract. It's probably still ongoing, but the document that I have, and I'll tell you what the name of the document is and exactly where to find it, it's dated November 18th, and it's way worse.
Okay, then I guess when you sent us the link, we just found the wrong thing. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to give you a private email. You get doing here. I forget what his email is. And will you just send us the link to the latest one, and we'll update it?
Absolutely. I mean, in this document, which is dated the 18th, which was 3 days after S-1867 was actually introduced, the contractors are responsible. It's all out martial law scenario. They're responsible for setting up an operations center where they can communicate with the president. They talk about being able to, all the different programs that they use, including one called Blue Force Situational Awareness, and you may know what that is, but if others out there don't know what that is, it's a military program where they use to identify friendlies and non-friendlies in the battlefield to avoid friendly fire.
Hold on. I'm about to have a heart attack right now, and we try as best we can. I can't believe you sent this to us, and we found the old one. I don't know how we do it, but listen, we were a great crew. It's just I'm exhausted, we're overwhelmed, and I'm getting really angry right now. Yes, that's how it's all in codes. I've been to the urban warfare drills. They'll be Blue Force, the militias, or the Red Force. You're telling me in there they've got Blue Force, Red Force?
They say that, yes, they have to.
Oh, God. I mean, they've got the barricades and barbed wire and stockade stuff. Okay. I'm going to try not to blow a gasket right now. I'm going to put you on hold. Give us the exact URL. We'll pull it up, and I'll hand deliver it to the writer. Just stay right there. Oh, my God. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, our caller here, Angie in North Carolina, I've been talking to her a little bit off air, and so the reason she knows about the stuff and knows where to find it is she knows some of the inside baseball. She sent us an email. We never got it. That's why we found the thing from May or June dealing with the FEMA camps being activated. She sent us where there's Red Force, Blue Force, and how to communicate with the Blue Force against the Red Force. This is for camps with military operations in the U.S. That's 100% with the barricades and all the rest of it. That's a FEMA camp run by the military against the citizens. And they're already announcing they want to use troops against us. So it's on. They're getting ready for the collapse. We're going to find it right now. I'm going to type it into Google myself right now, Angie. So slowly give me the name of the document right now.
Okay. The name of the actual PDF file, you can either search for the title or the PDF document is PAMSS.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? Don't give me the long PDF document name just because that.
Okay. It's called Statement of Work. It's kind of long. For federal.
Hold on. Statement of Work. I don't type fast. Statement of Work.
For Federal Emergency Management Agency.
Federal Emergency. See, Federal Emergency Management Agency. It's spelled out?
Right.
Management Agency, okay.
National Continuity Programs, and then in parentheses after that, NCP. That's what they call these contracts, NCP.
MCP?
N, like National Continuity Programs, the initials, NCP.
Okay, I got to erase it. I heard it. Okay, NCP.
Program.
Uh-huh.
And Mission Support Services.
Support Services, all right.
And then in parentheses right after that, it's PAMSS.
P-A-M?
M-S-S, yes, the Program and Mission Support Services.
Okay, the guys have found it. And
November 18th, 2011, that's the date on the document.
No, we did find it. Good. Yeah, your email must not have made it through to us last time, but thank God we found the old one. And unfortunately, now two of these have been out. People never pay attention to the third piece of info in the investigation, even though it's the most important. Specifically for us, where do we find the part about blue and red forces?
I'm sorry, say that again, Alex.
Where do you find the part about blue and red forces? Do a control F, blue.
Part of the operations that the contractors are responsible for providing are like communication systems and so on. And if you scroll down, it's under the title Operations Division.
Operations Division, showing this is
right.
Military.
It's at the bottom of page 2 of 22.
It's the bottom of page where?
Operations Division, it starts at the bottom of page 2 of 22, And then it continues on page 3. And on page 3 is where it says, other efforts of the operations division includes initiatives such as Operation Rendezvous, Task Force Rendezvous, the development and integration of the federal emergency response official repository system, national security special event, contingency support, disaster relief, humanitarian assistance. Additional efforts of the ops division include geospatial information systems, Blue Force situational awareness, continuity analysis, and command, control, and communications computing.
Yeah, so that's the military running the emergency camps. And then where is the Blue Force, Red Force, command of Blue Force?
Well, it's right there in that line there. It says Blue Force situational awareness, or BFSA.
All right, Blue Force situational awareness. Yeah, we found it. Holy mackerel. That's the military waging war against the American people and putting us in FEMA camps. Absolute smoking gun to FEMA. Oh, my God.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, if you just joined us, I just got completely blown away. It was Nancy, the caller, who called us, I guess on Monday, and said, yeah, you found the Halliburton documents where they're now going to man the FEMA camps that even Wall Street Journal admits they built in 96 or 2006, excuse me. But do you know about the Department of Defense master order? And then we got hit by so many emails, we didn't get hers or lost it. People pointed out June where they were doing purchase orders. The one she tried to send us and that she just called in and mentioned that we just pulled up on screen is on Homeland Security's website. It admits the military and the NSA is going to run it and talks about the military, you know, the stockades, the barricades, and Blue Force communications against the Red Force. Now, that's all code, but I've been to the urban warfare drills, and I was talking to her off air, and I said, well, how do you know? Because I mean, certainly Red Force, Blue Force, the command and communication of their Blue Force, that's military parlance for war. That's how they call themselves generally, the Blue Force. I've been to Marine Corps drills where it's, you know, they got it all up on big satellite projections of where the troops are, Blue Force, Red Force, where they're training to take on, quote, the militias in San Francisco and Oakland. I shot that in 99, Operation Urban Warrior. And she said, well, I mean, she knows about it because she's there, folks. This is people in the, well, she said she'd stay on hold. I'm not going to say much more than that because we've got a guest already scheduled, but I'm going to have her pop in at the bottom of the hour. The computer we were getting all this up on, we had to go to Skype to get our guest on, so we're pulling it up on another computer, highlighting it all, but I read it there on screen. If you're watching PrisonPlanet.tv, you saw me. This is the Homeland Security FEMA website, Department of Defense, you know, a bid system, and it's super ultra creepy and really upsets me because you've got the state reps calling for martial law in Illinois and on CNN and in New Orleans. In Chicago and New Orleans, you've got the calls for checkpoints to be set up all over the country. You've got the NDAA passing and saying we'll use the military against citizens. We found C-SPAN video from last Thursday where they talk about killing U.S. citizens. I mean, that's going to be on the nightly news tonight. My head is even spinning. This is a giant buildup for war against us, and I was really impressed a few weeks ago when I was talking about the NDAA on the biggest overnight talk show in the country, second biggest in the world, Coast to Coast AM, and they had a Greg Hunter on after me. I can't remember if it was before me. The point is I heard him on the show, and he heads up USAWatchdog.com. I've seen some of their great reports, but the way he understood it all, tied it all in, where he saw the world going, before creating and producing the site, Greg spent 9 years as a network and investigative correspondent. He worked for ABC News and Good Morning America, so great journalist. And most recently, Greg worked for CNN for shows such as Paula Zahn, American Morning, and various CNN business shows. Greg's a hard-hitting reporter who has a history of getting the truth out no matter how difficult the subject. USAWatchdog.com. Now, Greg, obviously you being in the media know about breaking news. I am on the Department of Defense site during the break. The caller calls in and says, look, I already tried to give this to you once. Look at it. It talks about FEMA camps being manned by the Department of Defense, contractors, and military, and Red Force in combat with Blue Force. What do you make of that breaking news?
Well, here's what I think.
For sure, it's coming down. Because if you just look at the numbers of what they're doing and the people and what they're saying, just out in the general press, I don't try to do anything other than really just analyze the news. And things that Christine Lagarde, the head of the IMF, has said recently, that things are intensifying, that they're not only unfolding, but they're intensifying. This is what you're saying in the press. On top of it, you know, you have the old Dominic Strauss-Kahn, the former chief of the IMF, who's saying basically they have a growth problem, they have a debt problem, the EU has a leadership problem, and he only gives it weeks. Now, they just dumped a bunch of money into that bailout fund, but if you believe the people who handle money for a living, the $500 billion they put in it, or $600 billion, whatever it is so far, this is what they're reporting, who knows what they're doing behind the scenes, but if you take a look at people who handle money for a living, they say it's going to cost trillions. That it just looks like this is going to collapse. And this is how we got all of our debt, incidentally, over the last 30 years, that we would just continually borrow money and borrow money and borrow money and create more debt. And nobody ever intends to pay this off. Obviously, it's unbelievable amounts of debt. It's in the hundreds of trillions of dollars. Just derivatives alone, according to the Bank of International Settlements, have grown $100 trillion. So what that tells me is they're handling the debt situation with more debt. And incidentally, this money in Europe, they're not paying anything off. They're giving people more loans, debt. They're putting debt on top of debt. And this is a humongous problem, and by the numbers, by the math of it, I just don't see how it stays afloat, just by the numbers on the face of it. The whole worldwide economy.
Well, I totally agree with you. I'm just dumbfounded by the sense that you're speaking here. In fact, I have the article you mentioned from AFP and Breitbart. World economy at a very dangerous juncture, IMF chief. And just last Friday, she said, this could be a repeat of the 1930s. For those that don't know what that means global depression.
Back then, it was a whole totally different scenario than we have now. I mean, they let things collapse back then. And money retained value. The dollar, two things in the Great Depression never were questioned. And number one thing in the Great Depression was the U.S. dollar. Now, I know a lot of people are afraid the euro's going to collapse, and they're going to run back in the dollar, and gold's coming down some. But the dollar was never in question. The other second thing was the credit rating of the United States was never in question. And both those things have come into question. The veracity of the dollar as it's declining. Also, our credit rating has been cut, even though it's only been, you know, one grade. It's still, we no longer have the top credit rating. They're threatening to cut the credit rating of France, threatening to cut the credit rating of the UK. All this is about the bankers making crazy, reckless, and I think in some cases fraudulent loans and bets, and they don't want to take a hit. They don't want to take a loss. They want to kick the can down the road, ting, 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 and they want to instill all this austerity, and they want people to pay them back their money. And they don't want to take loss. My goodness, they want another bonus this year because, after all, they have to pay to retain that talent, you know, the talent that almost destroyed the entire world economy. And we're still nowhere out of this. And that's the thing that the mainstream media just really doesn't report on. And that's one of my specialties is what does the mainstream media tell people? And they don't really lie. And you probably have written into this. They don't really lie. I don't want to say that. What they do is they just simply don't cover it. They simply ignore it.
Yeah, they lie by omission,
or
they bury it in the article, or they spin it.
Oh, I just did a story with the USA Today newspaper. I used to work for Gannett, and it was just a few days ago. And I called it, oblivious because of mainstream media. And people are completely and totally in the dark. And they're I was reading the story on USA Today, this is last week. And basically, I'm reading the story, I said, well, this isn't really a fair and balanced, this isn't an objective news story about the economy. They ought to write op-ed piece on this. Because, you know, here they are talking about the economy. And listen, they're facts they use. Yes, car sales are up. Yes, the home sales are up. But they're in reference, they're bottom bouncing from being off 75%. So they're just bouncing along the bottom. And this is with, and home prices are falling. And this is with the government suppressing interest rates to unbelievable lows, down to around 4%. So real estate's a huge factor in the trouble the economy is in. I mean, we've got this foreclosure fraud. They called it, RoboShiny. It was nothing more than basically creating fraudulent documents so banks could go into court and take back houses that they should have never loaned money on in the first place. But listen, a really tragic story came out, and more than 4 million foreclosures are now in the pipeline. And so they're doing a story about the overall economy. Not a word about the 4 million foreclosures in the pipeline. They're actually saying, wow, real estate could actually contribute to the economy in 2012. Huh, really? With 4 million foreclosures, more than 4 million foreclosures in the pipeline, according to RealtyTrack? It's unbelievable the amount of omission that they have. I mean,
you're right.
They wrote this so their advertisers in the newspaper will feel good about the Christmas season. And hey, you guys at this is my conjecture. Hey, you guys at USA Today. Hey, we're trying to sell things here. Don't come out with some negative article 2 weeks before or a week before Christmas.
Exactly. And then they're using the irrational exuberance and the smokescreen to continue down the same derivatives path. The bailouts the banks have been given, they're only using to leverage it even more, so it's going to make things worse. It's not like we're saying, let's be negative, but meanwhile, I've confirmed, and obviously you see it all over the news now, but they are getting the military ready to be on the streets of America. Obviously, the system knows there's going to be a total collapse, and it's going to be 100 times worse when the general public has no idea this is coming. I mean, if we had the incredible homelessness in the Great Depression with people that were pretty much self-sufficient, what's going to happen when, let's face it, a lot of spoiled, rotten people, this is scary.
Well, and I think what's going to happen with these, and I, you know, for the longest time, I was like, oh, come on, FEMA camps. Well, you know, I hate to say this, but the, these people have to be as smart as me. I don't have any great degrees in accounting. I'm not an economist. I'm an investigative reporter by trade. It was a trade I've learned, and I applied my investigative reporting skills to the economy. And basically what I do is I look at what's out there and go, what can I prove? What can I nail? What can I put out there and prove? And there's so much out there, Alex, by the numbers that you can prove from very good sources that say, you know, we have $12 trillion, Alex, $12 trillion liquid dollar assets held outside the country, according to John Williams, an economist at ShadowStats.com. I think you know who he is. Now, can you imagine what kind of debacle could happen if people all of a sudden wake up and realize that people around the globe are selling these dollar assets? Do you understand what kind of calamity and inflation?
Yeah, let's talk about that. Exactly. We are sitting on top of powder keg, and the fuse is lit, and it's only a matter of time. I just got chills. We'll be right back. I am getting chills every second.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. five, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here, back live. Short segment, long segment coming up with Greg Hunter, USAWatchdog.com. I knew when I heard him on air, just amazing information, spot on. And it's really great to have him here. Hopefully he can pop in every month or so to give us updates on his research. But listen, I'm not trying to be sensational here. I've got children. I've got a wife. I wish when I went to urban warfare drills 12 years ago, I didn't witness Marines training to take on U.S. militias. But I shot video of it. It's not my word. It's in Police State 2000. But I knew it was long-term then. They were just beta testing. I've got family in the military. They say everybody, officers, you name it, is being trained for crowd control the last 3 years. So they're gearing up. And now I just read the documents on the Department of Defense site and FEMA and that business federal filing site where you file for contracts. It's on three sites that the caller pointed out where it talks about the military manning FEMA camps and Blue Force Situation Command and Control against Red Force here in America. Now, folks, that is military waging war against the American people. I'm sorry, Greg Hunter, you were making a point about an investigative journalist looking at all these pieces. Please continue.
Well, listen, I only try. I'm like you, Alex. I don't want to be sensational. Whenever we did stories at ABC and CNN, people would come to us and say, hey, I've got this story, and it's about such and such. And I would say, you know what? I believe you. How do I prove it? How do I prove that X amount of cars are killing people? Or how do I prove that depleted uranium is so terrible? And how do I prove that? And if I could prove it, I could do it. So I only do what I can prove. Let's go back to the banking system. And here's why, if you take a look at the big picture, people don't realize, everybody thinks 2008 we were saved. We were not saved. We were postponed. They spent $16 trillion, according to a government accountability report. Thank you, Bernie Sanders, for slipping that into the bill last year so we could audit the Federal Reserve of what they did. $16 trillion. You know, you heard about the more than $7 trillion given to the banks, but $16 trillion. Anybody report on that in the mainstream media?
No.
That's not a story? I have friends of mine still in the mainstream media, and I say, that's not a story. That's a government accountability report. That's not something filed by some guy in Montana living in some cave. This is the GAO, and it was put into a bill by a sitting U.S. senator from Vermont, and we found out they spent or doled out $16 trillion in the wake of this, and we still have a problem. And do you know, Alex, why I think we still have a problem?
Because they're not using the money to fix the problem, and it's too big to ever fix.
It's too big, not enough money. And I wrote a piece when I first went on. My site has been on. You've been on for 10, 15 years, but I've only been on for a couple of years. And one of my first pieces was default option. And I said we should just take the banks to receivership. I mean, it doesn't fire everybody.
Well, Ron Paul has said that. It's impossible to pay off a black hole.
We should take the banks to receivership. We should protect only the depositors. We should, the bondholders, sorry, you get some. The shareholders, you made a bad investment. Depositors, that's your capital base, that's capital formation. It would only cost us $6 trillion. $6 trillion. We could insure everything in the banks.
Instead, we've got to pay off the banks for their gambling.
It's unbelievable.
And they, as you said, you hit the key. They want it all. They're going to keep getting bailouts. They run the government, and they've got the military in Europe standing by. And here, the military now works for the big mega banks to squeeze it out of us.
And it gets better. You know, this is how serious the problem is. And most people in the mainstream media, I watch, you know, CNBC, and some of the stuff they do, like I quote something from CNBC about RealityTrack. Okay, some of the stuff they do is good. It's good actionable information. But again, you know, they basically omit. They lie by omission. How do you omit when you're doing an analysis of a bank, okay, and I'm not an economist and I don't analyze banks, but how do you analyze a bank that's allowed to lie? This problem is so big, they changed the accounting standards, the Financial Accounting Standards Board, the FASB standards in April of 2009. You can change it. They can value these tier three assets, you know, real estate, mortgage-backed securities, at whatever they think they'll get for them in the future. Now, you think about that. Wow, we think we'll get par value for the houses we have and these securities that weren't bought by the Federal Reserve, and any money we bring in, woo-hoo, let's pay ourselves a bonus. And that's what's going on. So this problem was so big they couldn't just pump out $16 trillion. No, they got to allow them, and also corporate America, you know, it's the banks that mostly get this financial accounting standards board treatment where they can value their these assets, these toxic assets, whatever they think they get for them in the future as long as they're not bought by the Fed and the taxpayers. However, so if they're allowed to do that, it must be an awful big problem. And also corporate America, they say, oh, corporate America is flush with cash. Well, you know, not according to the former budget director, who says that corporate America, under the Reagan administration, corporate America has about $11 trillion in debt. So corporate America isn't doing so hot. But the banks definitely are not doing, David Stockman, the banks definitely are not doing hot at all. And, you know, General Electric was bailed out. They should have taken that that company down to a dollar.
Well, Greg Hunter, long segment coming up. I want to pop in with the lady who gave us the documents, pointed them out to us, and I'm going to try to get her on the show tonight.
We'll
stay there. Yeah. What were you going to say? Go ahead.
You can talk to me in the break. Give me the web address. I want to get on the same page with you.
Absolutely. Here we go. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing Diamond Gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue Diamond Gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset Jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. About
We're going back to Angie, who's been on hold, who tried to call us 4 or 5 days ago and said, hey, go to the Department of Defense bid process site, and you can see where, you know, not only is KBR getting contracts to man the camps, we got those documents from state employees, but they are, you know, stating that the military is involved. And that it's Blue Force, you know, versus the Red Force, the command and control. And I'd been to urban warfare drills. I'm like, well, how do you know that? And then Angie off air told me some things, but I'm just going to leave it at that and see what she wants to say. Obviously, we'll, you know, give her anonymity so she doesn't have to worry too much. Now you've got, here's the headlines. Martial law attempt in Louisiana echoes Ron Paul's warning. Louisiana state officials call for troops on the streets in war against guns and drugs. I've got in Illinois, I've got NBC and AP are saying, yeah, we want troops on the streets. So that's a new talking point, but it's always going to be in the bad neighborhoods first ahead of this. And we're going back to investigative journalist Greg Hunter. We're not going to spend a lot of time with the caller. In fact, my phone system just crashed, John. But we're going to spend a few minutes with Angie, and then I'm going to work on getting her on the TV show tonight and maybe even her husband. Because, again, this stuff's all public, but you'd have to know where to go look where they're doing all this. It was Wall Street Journal in 2006 about the $386 million to establish through Halliburton 3 1-million-person camps. But now they admit, hey, we're going to use the Department of Defense against citizens. Hey, we've got the Emergency Centers Establishment Act for economic collapse. So now it's pretty much admitted. It's just, what are the details of it? Super creepy, Greg, and you keep going back to economic collapse. Obviously, if they know it's all going to collapse, I guess they think they're just going to put the homeless people and the dissenters in these facilities. What do you see as an investigative journalist?
By the numbers, if we lose our currency, so we have this $12 trillion in liquid dollar assets, that's treasury bonds, that's dollars, but treasury bonds are really nothing more than you pay somebody a dollar today, and in 5 years or 3 years or 10 years or 30 years, you get some more dollars back, and hopefully the interest rate will make up for the dollars you gave, and you'll actually have a profit. I don't see how paying somebody 2 or 3% or 4% over 5 or 10 years, you're ever going to be able to get your money back in terms of real buying power, the buying power of your money back. So a lot of countries on the planet, know this. And if we do have a dollar route, in other words, if we do have a sell of, let's say it's not, everybody doesn't sell all $12 trillion. Let's say they sell $2 or $3 trillion. That could cause interest rates to spike. Anybody with an adjustable rate mortgage, that could cause, inflation. We might be paying $10 a gallon for a gallon of gas. That's the kind of things that can happen if we have a change of currency. And I believe ultimately this will all come down to a currency crisis, and that they'll have a bank holiday. When they do have a bank holiday, as they have in the past, they devalue your currency, and you'll just have a lot less money to spend.
By the way, let me stop you. I have another headline here. U.S. asked banks to keep more cash on hand.
Yes.
That's an AP and AFP. So there it is. And they say more people are coming in wanting their money.
Well, yes, and, let me tell you, Martin Armstrong, the famous economist that was held for, years for contempt of court, which is outrageous, but still, he is a renowned, brilliant economist that came up with this economic confidence model, which is really the theory of cycles, and it's the theory of economic cycles give way to political cycles. We had a depression in the 30s, we had the hyperinflation in the 20s for Germany, we had a depression in the 30s, and Hitler came to power in the 30s. So an economic cycle, for example, gave way to a political cycle. And he has, he's out of jail now for his contempt. I think he was held for 5 or 7 years for contempt. I'm not an expert on his case. But
talk about a police state.
He was told that he was wrongly convicted or wrongly accused of a crime. He did plead guilty to one crime but thought he was going to get out. Anyway, long and short of it, Martin Armstrong, the brilliant economist who I believe, he just gave a seminar in Philadelphia. And, people fly in from all over the world. People with real money, it was like, $2,500 or $5,000 to attend or whatever, which is nothing to people with money. And he says, when I have people fly in, it's kind of like the United Nations. I have people come over from really around the globe, and he's going to have some more of these conferences where you talk about, macro global economic things. And even Martin Armstrong says, hey, listen, without real reform, the system is going to blow up. The world is going to blow up. the world economy. And he says, you know what the number one question was at this conference of all these people? The number one question, according to him in a recent interview, was, is my money safe in America? And he says, listen, I got to tell you, with this MF Global thing, I got to say no. I don't have good confidence that anybody's money is safe in America because basically they just went. This is according to Martin Armstrong. Now, this is a source, a real source, not my just my, I don't think money is safe in America. This is a guy that counsels governments and Congress. He's been called to Congress on more than one occasion. You may not see him, you know, testifying in front of the House Financial Committee, but they've had him up there. And he says that, you know, with what's going on, your money's not safe in America with the whole MF Global debacle. So that's a problem. Also, Ann Barnhart, you remember her?
Yes.
She shut her brokerage down because she said, hey, in good faith, because these trades can't settle, I can't tell my clients that their money is safe.
Hey, they've had a bunch of other hits. Soros gave the money up a few months ago and said, I'm not taking your money. And they've had a bunch of others do it in the last 6 months.
Why is that? Because systemic failure could lock everybody's money up. They're talking about a credit freeze, you know, over in Europe, which is totally a misnomer. They're not fighting a credit freeze. They're not fighting a credit crisis. The banks are insolvent. I was guest hosting on a radio show, and they had this Wall Street Journal reporter a couple of months ago, and he was over there talking about the European banks. And I said, hey, listen, I got this quote from CNN, buried in a story on CNN. And I mean, it's on my site. Meredith Whitney, you know, star banking analyst Meredith Whitney, was sitting there talking with Poppy Harlow, I believe her name is. And she says, Meredith Whitney says, well, you know, they can't bail out all the banks. There's going to be bank failures because, you know, governments can't bail them all out. Well, they're going to have to print tons of money, A, to bail out the winners, the ones they want to pick. B, why is that story not being reported? And I asked this Wall Street Journal reporter over there, and you know, reporting on this as a guest, I said, why is it the fact that we are going to see banking failures? Why are you not reporting that? This is the reporter. I want to name him. Even at the Wall Street Journal, you know, they're told to tone it down, not to cause a panic. You know, hey, don't say that. You know, here this slipped out from Meredith Whitney. You didn't see 60 Minutes having her back on about, hey, there's going to be banking failures in Europe, and there are going to be banking failures.
Well, look at Ron Paul. He's been warning about this, and they call him a fearmonger and a crazy person.
No. By the numbers, listen, the banks are insolvent. It's such a big problem that not only in America did the Financial Accounting Standards Board, FASB, change the rules for what your assets are. That's how insolvent the system is. The people don't realize it. They changed the accounting rules because they couldn't print.
But what does the system think? Because and we're going to this caller because I want Angie to tell us more about this huge military news. Corzine runs off with $1.2 billion conservatively.
What? He didn't actually himself, but.
But it's disappeared. It's disappeared. It's disappeared. But then, as you know, it got no attention except the Financial Times of London did do a blurb. The head of the CME group, you know, for those that don't know, the big commodities group above
Chicago
it.
Chicago Mercantile Exchange,
yeah,
CME.
He came out and said, sorry, we were in meetings with them. They took the money out. He gave the order. So there's Corzine.
At the $75 million, yes.
Yeah, totally caught right there. And no one gets in trouble. I mean, obviously, Corzine's up there lying. He's the CEO. He doesn't know where it got wired to.
Well, I wrote a piece, and I tell you what, if I have to look that stupid to save my bacon, I mean, here you have a guy who is a former governor of the state of New Jersey, a former U.S. senator, and a CEO of Goldman Sachs. And he doesn't know anything going on. And the two guys with him, the COO and CFO, also say they don't know what's going on. I called it. I said the Three Stooges testified in front of Congress. I mean, the only thing they were missing was Mo slapping Larry and Curly for the dumb answers they were giving.
So why do you think they're getting so bold and reckless? I mean,
I think we're back to the insolvency problem over in Europe. And, of course, they're adding more debt to tackle this problem.
So it's like pass the hand grenade. It's like
insolvency crisis.
It's like pass the hand grenade. They pull the pen out and they just pass the bad debt around.
Well, yes. And Now, we're talking about Ann Barnhart, the woman that shut her business down, says, hey, listen, you need $100 trillion to bail out Europe, at least. And you know what they came out in the Davos, Switzerland thing in January?
They said we want $100 trillion.
How much did they need? $100 trillion. You tell me how they're going to pay, they're going to handle this solvency crisis with the banks. With $500, $600, $1 trillion, $2 trillion over in Europe, it's a solvency crisis. They are insolvent. And let me tell you, what I did get out of this reporter from the Wall Street Journal is, as well, they've changed the rules about sovereign debt. And yes, you too can hold that. You know, you can hold Greek bonds that are, what, 30 cents on the dollar, 50 cents on the dollar. They wanted to take a 50% haircut. You can hold Greek bonds at par. Makes your bottom line look really good. That's like you saying, hey, I've got 10 ounces of gold, but I'm going to hold it on my books, not at $1,640 or whatever it is right now, $30 an ounce. I'm going to hold it on my books at what I think I'll get for it in the year 2024. I think it's worth $10,000 an ounce. Woo-hoo! I've got $100,000. Let's leverage that up. Let's pay some bonuses. Let's go out and buy a car. That's what's going on with the accounting. They are allowed to hold these toxic assets that they're toxic because what the Fed bought, at least a couple of trillion dollars, because they weren't any good. And you think about it, and Alex, I want you to back up and do a wide shot. And I want to tell you something really simple. And it's going to be like, you had the robo-signing. Remember that robo-signing? Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so now we know it's widely reported that millions of documents were forged with people like Linda Green, and we're talking about promissory notes. And you think you pay for your house after 30 years. No, you don't. You pay it when you sign a promissory note. That's a financial instrument, much like a Federal Reserve note. You can't go counterfeit a Federal Reserve note, go down to 7-Eleven to buy a Slurpee, can you?
No.
You can't counterfeit a promissory note either. So now if we know that millions, this is good, you like this. So if we know millions of documents were forged, widely reported story, then riddle me this. How did they create mortgage-backed securities when they didn't have the documents? Obviously, they have to forge them. How did they bundle the securities?
Well,
how did they rate the securities? If you have to forge the documents, how did you rate the securities? Number three, how did you get a tax advantage if they weren't really securities? How did you get a tax advantage so the income goes straight through to the bondholder, to the pension fund, to whoever? It's called a RIMIC. How did that happen? And finally, if you know there is major fraudulent activities, as Alan Grayson said and many other people have said it was fraudulent, why isn't the Justice Department filing charges?
They're busy shipping guns into Mexico. They created the mirror system to fraudulently claim that they owned the houses and had the deeds. And they AAA rated the bonds and had corrupt companies certified as AAA rating, which they then sold those insurance policies as more crud. So they sold crap on top of crap.
Nobody's getting arrested. According to William Black, the renowned economist, professor of economy, he's got a PhD in economy, PhD in law.
He was the big guy that sent a bunch of them to prison last go-around.
Oh, yeah. They put 1,000 financial elites in prison. This is 70 times bigger, according to him. Zero financial elites have gone to jail. Oh, we've heard they're going to have civil charges against the executives of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And whatever.
But, Greg Hunter, don't worry. Northcom's standing by to take out the evil people that are criticizing. And I want to briefly, we're going to go to break, come back, and have you finish riveting information. Hope folks are waking up out there and spreading the word. Angie in North Carolina, I don't know how much you want to say what you told me off air, but you have reasons to notice these things in the Department of Defense orders. But how big an issue, just you know, to our guests, breaking it down, to talk about the military running emergency camps. Well, you could say it's for floods and things. This says Blue Force Situational Awareness Communication, and you're absolutely right. When they talk about Blue Force versus Red Force, that means a combat situation. Angie, finish up your points on that.
Yeah, I think it's very disturbing. This whole entire document is their bid to contract for the establishment of a communication system for the purpose of essentially a complete societal breakdown continuity of government situation, and that's exactly what it says, that the operations divisions need to provide the, you know, basically the electronics communication.
And look at outreach support. That's going to be PSYOPs. And then in there it talks about red force. And again, I've been to the drills. That means waging, when they go red, blue, or blue, red, when it talks about blue force, that's the government against somebody.
Right. It's actually, it says blue force situational awareness. And I'll say it again for those that don't know what that is. It's the communication system that the military uses, it's a military program, to identify friendlies and non-friendlies in the battlefield for the purpose of avoiding friendly fire. So, you know,
generally, it's a transponder, unless they think the enemy's tracking them. Then they turn them off, or it's what's painted on the tanks. It's codes that are blurped out. And anybody else who isn't, you know, on the blue list, you're on the red list.
Right.
Or they can use other colors, but usually it's blue-red. I mean, this is amazing. And, I mean, you know about it. I mean, what are the people you know that are involved in this? Are they pretty upset right now?
Yeah, very. It's an extremely disturbing development. You know, basically anything that would provide for, you know, a 72-hour standby in order for them to be able to pull together, you know, situational control within the borders of the United States using the military is disturbing. You know, that's why we have posse comitatus, because...
Well, we don't anymore. They just passed NDAA. Now, I mean, sure, it's outrageous, but wait, we found a C-SPAN clip. It's in like a two-hour-long show, so we didn't play it on the radio. We found it at the start, but we're going to try to play it tonight, where they're on C-SPAN going, look, we're not just going to arrest you, we're going to kill you. And they say, yes, we're going to kill Americans without a trial. I mean, just the magnitude of this.
Well, that's what's so disturbing. And as you were saying before, with the blue force, red force, the way that works is, you're right, blue force is considered friendly, and they carry transponders. And essentially, anybody that does not have a transponder that identifies them as a friendly is considered a red force or enemy. And that's what they use out in the battlefield. Now, I don't know why they would want to set up a system to be able to use that here within the United States, unless they know something that we don't.
Well, look, I was told by insiders, and now, of course, the drones are actually tracking farmers, so people believe it now, that they got the GPS marking of your door for SWAT teams, Army truck pickups, and drone attacks. And I was told this by an Army colonel who was so scared, I'm not going to get into it. Listen, I'm going to put you on hold again. I'm going to have Rob Duke call you. I want to interview you on the TV tonight. We'll disguise your voice or whatever you want, because I know you have a lot more inside info. I'm going to put you on hold now. Our reporter, Rob Dew, is going to call you. We're going to finish up with reporter Greg Hunter of USAWatchdog.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
This guy, why
I don't want me to risk it.
Life Before the Collapse by The Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Folks, I'm not going to have time to plug a bunch of stuff that we need to because it's key to the info war and our funding. But I will be on the radio tomorrow. They're going to be posting it at StansburyRadio.com, so check that out and support our Stansbury interview. I was trying to get him on, but he's too busy. So that's coming up tomorrow, StansburyRadio.com. Don't forget, we have the new film out that's professionally done on Oklahoma City and what really happened there, A Noble Lie. And you can get all 18 of my films on DVD for 70%+ off at InfoWars.com. In closing, Greg Hunter, you just heard that information from that lady in her Department of Defense. I'm just going to leave it alone exactly what he does, but that's why they're aware of this. But you talked about the mainstream media and how they've been discredited. They're losing viewers. Alternative media, real journalists like yourself and others are firing up their own operations, becoming incredibly successful. And so you have a perfect storm of old line media and government and industry openly saying, let's censor people, to where you have 80 of the inventors of the internet coming out last week and saying they really are planning to shut down alternative speech. So you see them gearing up for what you call, what I would call an iron curtain descending on America.
Well, listen, if you take a look at the data points, and I want to tell your viewers another and listeners another little data point that's coming out today before I start. And these are just data points so you can say, hey, you know, these are why aren't they telling us? National Association of Realtors. See if anybody covers this tonight. This came out today. The NAR, National Association of Realtors, this is according to John Williams, who is an Ivy League-trained economist who sells his information to hedge funds, and nobody in the world would ever make a decision based on government unemployment, government inflation, government GDP numbers. They hire people like John Williams to say, okay, here's the raw data. What does it really mean? And that's why John Williams, ShadowStats.com, does what he does for people who handle money.
Well, he does it the old way the government used to.
That's correct. I mean, when he says inflation is 11%, if you did it the way it was done by the Bureau of Labor Statistics in 1980 or earlier.
Or unemployment's really 22.
Employment's really 22, correct. If it was done the way the Bureau of Labor Statistics did it in 1994, or earlier, unemployed, underemployed, unemployed and underemployed is really 22%. So if it, really we had the first two quarters of the year, we had a couple of percent shrinkage, according to him. So that's and that's not getting up. And here's another story, just as a data point, then I'll get back to your other thing. The National Association of Realtors refreshed their figures, and they corrected their estimates. And 3.54 million homes vanished, sales of 3.54 million homes vanished since 2007. Just another little data point. Let's see if that gets widely reported in the press, that the sales of 3.54 million homes vanished since 2007, according to the National Association of Realtors Adjustments. But back to the mainstream media versus the real media, which is now us. We're not the alternative media. We're the real media. I know what a story is, Alex Jones. I know what one is. I did stories against Ford Motor Company. I did stories against big car companies. I did stories about depleted uranium munitions. I had to, you know, I done some of the stuff on my site. I know what a story is. I did nothing. I didn't cover fires. I didn't cover floods. I worked in the R&D department of ABC News and CNN. I work with the lawyers. I work with standards. I work with legal. I didn't say anything unless I had, if I said a line like so-and-so did such and such. Do you have a document to prove that? I had to have documents for everything. I know what a story is. I know what to say, and I know what to, how to say something that's true. And what's going on today is outrageous. But let's say, let's take 60 Minutes, the pinnacle of broadcasting. They interview, and I did this on my site. They interview Ben Bernanke, several months ago, and he says, "Oh, we're not printing money." And you know how I know he's lying? Because Jon Stewart on The Daily Show found a clip where he was on 60 Minutes a year earlier, and he says, essentially, we're printing money. And 60 Minutes decided not to ask him about any of that.
I tell you what, Greg Hunter, let's do 5 minutes of overdrive. Back in 60 seconds. I want you to finish.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network. Network.
All right, 5 minutes of overdrive, and then we're going to have an incredibly important InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern. We got 15-day free trial for the Nightly News. And then, of course, you see it first, and it's all archived, all the films in one spot, and then we put it out for free everywhere else. Millions watch it over the week after these shows get released, but you are financing others getting real news and information. So I'll have time to digest all this information I learned in the last 2 hours here that just flips me out, because I've been to urban warfare drills, and I know what all of these transponders mean, and they admit the military is going to run the camps against the Red Force and all of it. This is not good news. I mean, I knew this, and it fits in with everything else, but it's just like, really? It's really happening. I guess the Germans said that too, but at least we got to jump on them here. Now, going back to Greg Hunter, an amazing investigative journalist, you were finishing up, though, getting into calls for censoring the web. They're everywhere now. It's like they've gone from denying this stuff as we watched them eat around the edges to now they're just right out in the open saying, yeah, we're going to shut you down.
Yes, and I think they're not going to go to your show or my site or somebody else's site when it hits the stand. And listen, if the currency goes poof, I'm telling you, dollars, physical dollars are going to work really good for a while, but they won't work good for long. And I'm not trying to tell everybody to go make a run on a bank, but I think everybody, no matter, you know, whether it's a hurricane or a flood or whatever, you should always have some cash on hand. But the long and short of it is that you're not really being told the whole truth. And this is what happened in the wake of the last debacle in 2008. And reliable sources, what's his name, Howard Kurtz, came on and with all of his panel of the regular mainstream media, and they all had one overarching thing, and mainstream media in general had one overarching thing, and it was nobody saw that coming. And I had a producer friend of mine who was at CNN who said, hey, wait a minute. No, Greg Hunter saw it coming. He did this story then. He did this video here. Some of the stories are on my site. One of the stories on my site, if you look under the About tab, I have John Williams on in 2008, and he says we're going to have an inflationary depression. Well, we got a depression, I think. And the inflation part is 11%. So we have inflation, but he thinks it'll turn into hyperinflation. And people say, well, you know, wages aren't going up. How could it turn into hyperinflation? Remember that $12 trillion held outside the country? Listen, if that starts getting sold, forget it. You know, we do have the dollar backed by something. It's backed in
dollars. That's right. Once the rush to the exits happens, and it's already kind of started, the avalanches, yeah. You know, the rock slide, just a few rocks are bouncing down, then it will happen. And from my research, isn't that the worst kind of depression? Is a inflationary depression?
Yes, because your currency goes poof. You know, the Great Depression, people, oh, it's so terrible. Well, the credit rating of the U.S. was sterling. Never lost a click. And the dollar, wow, even though they devalued the dollar against gold, you know, a $20 gold piece ceased to exist because FDR needed to print dollars, and so he revalued the gold to $35 an ounce. He should have revalued it to $50 an ounce or $70 an ounce, but he did $35. So they brought in the $20 gold pieces because $20, it was not an ounce of gold, actually 0.967. It's actually $20.67. 67 cents bought you like 10 gallons of gas back then. But anyway, but the dollar, if you had dollars, you had currency, you had money, you had something. Now, if you have dollars, the problem is, I have an FDIC insurance. Oh, okay. Hey, Bob, hey, pay this lady her $150,000. You need your money too? Sure, no problem. We have a line of credit at the Treasury. And what does that mean? We'll give you your money, but we're not going to give you your buying power. And if it's so bad, Alex, what they'll do is they'll have a banking holiday. What they could do is they can have a banking holiday just like they did in the 30s, and they revalue the money, or they introduce a new currency, or whatever. But what could happen, and this is why I think there could be pandemonium, do you know how fast things could leave the grocery store shelves? Do you know how fast we could be out of things just like that?
One day.
Well, a few days. And I think they may, with these camps, may say, hey, listen, you want to live? You need to go to this camp.
No, I agree. They're going to sell it. Oh, hackers hit the internet. We've got to shut some sites down. Oh, you got to go to the camp because you're starving.
That's what I think.
No, they're already arresting homeless people, saying you can't be on the street. Well, what happens when your whole family's homeless? Bye-bye. I tell you, Greg, you really are spot on with your research and a great mind. I hope you'll come back and join us soon.
Happy come on anytime.
All right, thank you. Greg Hunter, USAWatchdog.com. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. See you back tonight, 7, and Lord willing, back tomorrow. Folks, we warned you. It's all beginning. Warn everybody you know. Exposing these criminals may slow them down. Giving in to them, we know where that leads. See you back tonight, 7.